to sing a song for Jesus. Now you may laugh and sneer as you walk out. What I'm singing may not suit your fancy. Yeah, but I came to see a soul saved. Now ain't that what it's all about?
Ain't that what it's all about? That, the music of the Hinsons. And good evening and welcome to our pre-show here. I know we're on a little early, and this is, of course, the pre-show for the video cast of our KFI evening show. I'm Phil Hendry. We're going to be featuring Bobby Dooley this evening. And I've also got some ideas that are disgustingly sick and twisted and should be put into... Yeah, I should be put in a jail cell for what I'm thinking. The first thought I have is, here in Los Angeles, we had Here's the story. Long Beach police had ample time to identify themselves before firing fatal shots at a 35-year-old man holding a water nozzle. It was a water nozzle. According to the findings of an investigation conducted by the family's attorney, police fatally shot Douglas Zerbe, 35, on Sunday when they believed that he posed a threat to their safety. Zerbe was carrying a metal-tipped water nozzle and pointed it at officers. They believed it was a gun. At a news conference Friday in Long Beach, attorney Brian Claypool said it is inaccurate to describe the officer-involved shooting as a tragedy. The word tragedy suggests this man, this was an unavoidable event. It was not a tragedy, but an ambush. This young man never had a chance. An ambush. No wonder fucking people can't stand lawyers. You know, you motherfuckers... It's one thing, man, to accurately represent. It's another thing for you to start waving your fucking dick around, man, before we even get the facts of this goddamn thing out there. An ambush. That's right. That's right, man. That's what the cops do. Especially now with video phones, with video cameras. We've got goddamn nosy fucking neighbors. We got cops with their own cameras, cops with their own microphones. What they decide to do, therefore, is ambush people. Because that's a surefire trial and prison sentence, and if not a race riot, although this guy was white, so... Claypool said there were three wounds flushed down Zerbe's chest, which leads him to believe that Zerbe was not stretching his arms to point the nozzle at the officers. And this guy, Claypool, who the fuck are you? He said Zerbe's body was also found leaning against the banister, leading him to believe. So this ass, Claypool, has got all kinds of fucking opinions, doesn't he? The area looks like a shooting range. It was target practice. Zerbe's family said it believes he was intoxicated and had stopped at his friend's house instead of driving home. He was sitting on the stoop waiting for his friend when neighbors spotted him and called 911 because they thought he was armed with a shotgun. Claypool said his four-day investigation, based on the scene and witness reports, and of course, Claypool, you wouldn't lie, would you, man? This is a completely objective report, and you just want the truth, don't you? Yeah, sure. Showed that officers had ample time to identify, oh, well, now we can take this guy Claypool's word for it. You guys at the Long Beach Police, you had ample time, according to the defense attorney. He believes there were at least 5 to 6 officers on the scene, and it was target practice. And it was an ambush. Do you know what do you even know what the fucking word ambush means, lawyer? Police said they ordered Zerbe to drop the weapon they believed he posed an imminent threat. They said 2 rounds were fired from a shotgun and 6 were fired from a handgun. All right. One thing they did do is they fucked up. The guy didn't have a gun. He had a goddamn garden nozzle. But he said witnesses told him that police made a noise, and that's what triggered Doug Zerbe to run toward the officers. The family is planning a lawsuit that alleges wrongful death, negligence, and battery. Claypool said the family hopes to make police training reforms as a result of the suit. Lethal force being utilized was unnecessary. Hey, Randy. Oh, Victor. So Randy's not there yet, huh? All right. Well, Victor, I'll run this by you, okay? Character. Let's see. It's got to be a good character, though. Fuck. I don't have a lawyer. Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, I do. We believe that this is a, you know, here it is.
We believe this could be an open and shut case for the Long Beach Police Department.
Well, why is that?
Well, the Long Beach Police Department, I think they've got all of the odds in their favor. And I think that they could win this wrongful death suit because... if they come to find that the police were not in the wrong, that's the end of that. The family doesn't get any money. And the reason I say that's the end of that is because this was a white man, no chance for any riots. This is the one time that you've got the possibility of police malpractice and no civil disturbance at all, because this man was a member of a minority.
It's pretty cruel, though, isn't it? Ain't that what it's all about?
Sounds good, man.
Is that you, Victor?
Yeah, Randy's back in here, too.
Randy, what do you think of that, man, of a guy coming on who's like a lawyer, who's done, doesn't represent the Long Beach Police?
I've got a character here. I have a character here that I've used in the past.
And in any event, he says that the Long Beach police are going to be exonerated. This is a chance to exonerate the police because there won't be any race riot. This guy's a white guy. That's essentially the point. Probably needs something more. No, it's not fun. There's no question about that. And it's going to be difficult. But the other thing that the reason why I say is because he's not exactly a sympathetic character, this Zerbe. Yes, it's possible that he was only, you know, he was an innocent man, but he was a drunken man who ran at the police. Unless we had Bob Bakian.
How you doing, Phil? Yes, indeed I do, Phil. I have a great many of these, and these are memorials to the young man that was shot in Long Beach.
Well, that's kind of fucked up. Unless you have a guy saying that...
He pointed a nozzle. He pointed the...
Well, that's not going to hurt anybody.
It is a nozzle for a... It can fire a high stream of water that can blind a man. Did you ever think about that?
Well, I didn't really think about...
Well, it can. You know. And the nozzle that he had is a high stream nozzle. It can blind a man.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try it. Just have it there in abeyance in the back of my mind. And this is gonna be Don Shackelford.
Well, let's find out exactly what we've got here. We had a young man who the police had asked to either stand down or otherwise comply with the orders they were giving him. Instead, what we understand is that he ran at them with this shower nozzle. It's not a shower nozzle, but a...
It's a, like a... What the fuck you call that, man? It's a garden hose nozzle.
Garden hose nozzle. The police, either way, were in jeopardy. If it was a gun, they were going to get bullets. If it was, in fact, a garden hose nozzle, you can get a high stream of water, highly concentrated, at a very rapid rate of speed. And that water, concentrated the way it is, I would alert you, Mr. Henry, to photographs we saw in the deep south in the 60s of people getting hit with fire hoses. Does that look like fun to you?
Well...
No. Just answer my question. Does that look like kicks to you?
No, it does.
Thank you. You think the cops want that?
What, this guy's going to fire hose him down the street?
Maybe. I don't know what he had attached to that thing.
And do you feel bad about making this guy's death the object of a bid on a Saturday night?
Not at all. Not at all. Because I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, the family's going to sue and they're going to collect. So they can take a little 3-hour, 1-hour bid from Phil Henry. It isn't going to kill him. They'll get their money from the city of Long Beach and they'll be rolling in it. So a little 1-hour bid from Henry that's not going to cause them to break out in a rash. The worst thing that'll happen, Henry, is you'll get fired.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On the other end of the stick, though, it might just be too raw to even get people to call on. So I'm gonna get another one here.
Kobe Bryant was with the Turkish Airlines. I don't.
Are people really, hey Randy? Are people really sympathetic to Kobe Bryant? They dig Kobe. You think? I wonder if Kobe Bryant is a sympathetic character. But I came to see a soul saved. Ain't that what it's all about? Well, we're going to find out real fast here, man, whether we still have this echo on the line. Testing 1, 2. Okay.
Kobe Bryant signed this deal with Turkish Airlines. And I don't know. I don't think he wants the Armenians to be friends of his, you know, because the Turks, they suck.
I know I can make that work.
Well, I'm always reluctant to talk about these things. I don't think they're the topic of a conversation necessarily on a Saturday night, you know, Phil. But I'm always reluctant to talk about these things. But there is a possibility that the garden hose, the nozzle, was a threat to the ossifers.
What am I hearing out there? Is that rain? Okay. It's pissing down rain outside, man. There's the goddamn... Oh, there it is. I got Kobe Bryant. I've got Don Shackleford. Long Beach. What do you got, babe? All right, man.
Michael Crozier, the Senate has voted to move forward with the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Independent Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut says this is great news to many men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces.
Why are they lobbying, pleading with us to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell? They want to go back and serve our country. They want to put their lives on the line for our security and our freedom. Does it make any sense to say no to them simply because of a private part of their person?
Fox's Carl Kamen says the 65-31 vote in today's special Saturday session is a big win.
It's worth noting that on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell vote, it was a 2-1 majority, in fact, a little bit more than that, in favor of repealing it. And so there is a great victory for those who have been trying in the gay lesbian community today.
The bill already passed in the House, so the next step is President Obama, who's expected to sign it next week. The special Saturday session also included a vote on the DREAM Act. That one didn't fare so well. It needed 60 votes to move forward. It only got 55.
Immigration activists wearing college graduation mortarboards in the Senate Visitors Gallery said they won't forget the vote that doomed the DREAM Act.
We are going to strengthen our voter engagement programs, and we will focus our attention on the 2012 election.
Jorge Mario Cabrera of the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights in Los Angeles was in Washington for the vote. He said the students who could have become citizens under this bill have nowhere else to go because they were brought to the U.S. illegally as little kids. The measure fell 5 votes short of the number needed for passage before the Republicans take over leadership in Congress next year. Terry Anser, KFI News.
KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Sylmar.
In Sylmar on the 5 South to the 210 East, there is a 2-car crash blocking the right lane of that transition road. Traffic slows at Calgrove Boulevard. In downtown L.A. on the 101 North before Mission Road, there's a 3-car crash blocking the 2 right lanes. Traffic slows at the 10 and stays slow to Highland. In Chatsworth on the 118 East past DeSoto, an earlier overturned car has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic has recovered in this area. In Norwalk on the 605 North at the 5, there's a crash blocking the right lane. Traffic is slow from Firestone. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
L.A. fire officials say a woman who may have been hit by a vehicle today in South L.A. was then run over by a bus and killed. The woman was hit about 5:30 in the 9100 block of South Central Avenue. Witnesses say the woman may have been hit by a private vehicle, and then as the motorist got out to check on her, the woman was hit by a bus. Humphrey says the woman suffered major trauma and died at the scene. Air quality officials have voted to give business owners more time to comply with diesel emission standards. The Air Resources Board has approved a four-year extension for companies needing to upgrade to cleaner fleets.
We know the economy has certainly taken a turn for the worse throughout the country and, of course, in California. So these amendments were our effort to help business owners.
Board spokeswoman Karen Caesar says the rules apply to heavy-duty trucks and construction equipment. Regulators plan to cut emissions in half by 2014. Clean air advocates say the move only adds to the soot released into California's air. Sandra Bullock's Sunset Beach house has been sold.
Sandra Bullock and Jesse James's realtor says the house the Oscar-winning actress shared with her now ex-husband was bought by a retired businessman who's going to use it as a vacation home. James bought the house 7 years ago for $3.5 million when it went on the market after Sandra and Jesse's very public split. Asking price was $6.7 million. In July, the price went down to $5 million, then $4.7 million in December. The 3,600-square-foot house with a glass-enclosed swimming pool and a master bath shower with glass walls for ocean views sold for a cool $4.5 million cash. Amy King, KFI News.
Google's in trouble for collecting information about what people are doing online while it was gathering data for its Street View mapping project. The Attorney General of Connecticut says he wants to review all that data, but Google didn't turn it over to him, and now he might have to go to court to get it. 40 states have questioned whether Google invaded users' privacy. No comment from Google. Found not guilty on 284 charges. He's got a problem with the one guilty. That story, the forecast, and the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. December is here, and that means it's gift-giving season. In my house, we celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, and my youngest son's birthday, so it adds up to a lot of gifts to buy. I figured while I'm at it, I'd add you to the list as well. We have a special gift this season, but act fast because it's only good through January 3rd. Finance a certified pre-owned 2007 BMW 3 Series, X3, or Z4. With rates starting as low as 0.9%, make no payments until April of 2011. That's right. Drive a like new BMW home today and don't make a single payment until next April. Only the best BMWs qualify, and each comes with a 6-year from in-service date or 100,000-mile warranty, whichever comes first. Plus, Nick Alexander offers free flatbed pickup and delivery on all scheduled maintenance. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexanderbmw.com. We're centrally located to all of Southern California in the wholesale district. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, ho, 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 Nick can't say no.
The former Guantanamo detainee found guilty of conspiracy in the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa has asked the judge to toss out the one conviction. Lawyers for Ahmed Galani says that once the jury had decided he was not guilty of the 284 charges against him involving bombing the embassies, it was inconsistent to find him guilty of the one count of conspiracy in the same attacks. Southland weather from KFI, 90% chance of rain tonight, lows in the low 50s, 100% chance of rain tomorrow, mid-50s at the beaches, around 60, Metro LA, Orange County, low 60s in the valley. Pretty consistent all the way through Wednesday when another system is supposed to come in through Wednesday that might end up being worse than this weekend's. And then hopefully partly cloudy by Christmas. Right now in Dana Point, 61, Cypress, 56, Pasadena, 57, Hacienda Heights, 54 degrees. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every Saturday night from 7 to 10. And on the weekdays, of course, we're on our flagships here in L.A. nationally, KTLK 1150. And always great to be back with you guys. Keep in mind what you heard Mike talking about, and we are experiencing it here at the El Pacifico up the coast where we have our studios here. We are, you know, in the Ventura, on the county line, really, here where we broadcast from, and as we like to say, up with the fog and the sea lions. And there's a major heavy-duty storm that is descending upon our area. So whether that means a house sliding or flooding, all these little things, you know, like check your car and make sure your furniture isn't floating, stuff like that. I mean, it sounds crazy, but it does, man. The wintertime, it just comes down around here. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI. And we're also online tonight at PhilHenryShow.com and KFI AM 640. You can watch our live video cast on PhilHenryShow.com. We're on video right now. And you can certainly hear the show, live streaming of the show, and hear a podcast of it on KFI AM 640. I'm going to get Bobby and Steve Dooley in here from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, because tonight what we're going to be discussing is something I know has concerned a lot of you during the week, and this is in Anaheim, the National Organization for Women, going after Hooters. Now, the group has filed complaints with police and prosecutors against Hooters in Orange County for catering to what they call children. I guess they are technically children. They're minors. The restaurant chain, they say, is violating local and state laws. Families went in for a meal at a lunchtime Hooters in Friday in Anaheim, and an Anaheim resident, Tracy Doyle, said, I'll just give you a quote here, we bring my son here all the time, actually, and we never have had any issues. That is a woman talking. The reason why I'm saying that, Bobby, and Steve Dooley with us. Ms. Dooley, thanks for joining us on a Saturday night.
It's my pleasure, Phil. We are out actually coming back from a restaurant with son. We were at a sports banquet at the ESPN Zone in the valley.
So you're out with your family. With your family, huh?
We are, and we're at a restaurant that is a wonderful place for young certainly young men. It's a sports themed restaurant, and there is no need to expose our young sons to this sort of. What we like to call, you know, it's sort of a strip bar mentality for the underage. And that's really what we're finding fault with, Phil. And the second thing is that you read a quote from a woman, a mother. I think there's a lot of women who have been drowned out in this debate over the last week, and I don't think they're speaking their minds because their husbands or perhaps the men in their family have gotten the high rung or the bigger soapbox on this past week. So we really want to speak for them too.
You're not affiliated with NOW, are you?
No, we are not. We are a parent teacher organization in the San Fernando Valley. We have been watching with great interest. Orange County. I led myself personally a campaign to have the valley seed from Los Angeles. This is a number of years ago, but I do have experience in leading large efforts, and I have certainly lent my name, and I have offered my services to the people of Orange County to understand better what they're doing to their son.
Well, let's not get too heavy into that, because I don't want to judge right now. Okay.
No, I understand. Still, that you need to maintain that objectivity. I certainly do appreciate that. We really feel, and my husband Steve is listening.
That's your husband, right?
Time is of the essence. That's all we're saying. And the people of Orange County, whether they know it or not, really need a little bit of outside guidance on this. We're very, very confident we can give it to them.
All right. Well, let's talk about the idea of Hooters. What do you find? Now, I've been to Hooters. I don't go to Hooters anymore, only because I'm not a real big fan of chain of what I call bottom dollar chain joints. Not because of the girls, not because of the effort at making it a sort of a friendly guy friendly place with really hot looking girl, quasi hot looking girls serving the chicken wings. But the fact is, you have and now has essentially said that this is an adult establishment. There is something going on in this establishment that is scandalizing or appealing pruriently to people, and that is bad for minors. You have not you, but I am assuming you agree with now when they say that laws are being broken. That state and local laws are being violated. Do you agree?
We do. And the reason why we agree, and to answer your question, the show that they put on at Hooters, and it is a very, very it's subtle. And it is snaky. But I think you need to know, the rumor is, and we do want to get this verified, that they don't even hire young women who are smaller than a large B cup. They prefer a C. I have stories of girls that went into Hooters to interview for jobs, who were very large, and by large I mean they were large C cup girls. And were laughed out of the restaurant.
And what do you mean laughed out of the restaurant?
As soon as the whoever does the hiring.
Do you know this for sure?
Well, these are the rumors.
Well, these are rumors, so we don't really have.
You know, well, if I could finish, please, I'd appreciate it. I'll deal with it. But I'm saying, a girl walks in, and she is large. And Hooters howls at her with derision and throws her application out the door. What is that?
But we don't know that that happened.
Correct. We do not know that that happened. Aren't you willing to believe that it did?
I don't know. No, I'm not willing to believe that it did, Ms. Dooley, because I don't really know what happened. I want to get back to this. This is a very specific question. What is scandalizing young people when they go into Hooters?
I think that's a very easy question to answer. They walk into an establishment. The emphasis is on women and their breasts, their lower extremities. These are emphasized. A man's eyes are supposed to be drawn to the woman's breasts, and her backside and her legs. And that is the point. That is the focus. You are not considered normal. If you do not, if you don't, notice that. You say that you don't like Hooters, Mr. Henry.
I just don't like. I don't need to go into a cut rate joint, man. There's a million better sports bars. And to be quite honest with you, there's probably a million better places to go look at women. You know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what your persuasion is.
I'm a heterosexual man. This is not about whether I go to Hooters or not. You know.
Are you not? Were your eyes when you went to Hooters? Not drawn to the backside and the chest of these women.
Of course.
All right.
Now, let's talk about something here. You said that more women are not speaking in your favor, in favor of now and other groups that are against Hooters because they're being shouted down. Oh, you know what? We're going to take a break. But I want you to think about that. Question.
I can answer that. The women this past week were being shouted down by the men. No women were really heard on this topic. And that's because they are afraid of going against their husband's wishes on this. It's alcohol. It is women and alcohol. And that is a combination that sometimes, leads to violence. And I think a lot of women are intimidated by it.
You're saying that women don't want to disagree with men on this topic for fear of being beaten up.
I am saying it's women, it's alcohol, and alcohol, and
All right, our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-KFI. This is the Phil Henry Show. I just started giving our national number out. We're here tonight on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, talking to Bobby and Steve Dooley about Hooters and the controversy about whether allowing children, underage minors into Hooters, is violating state and local laws concerning adult entertainment and adult establishments. The national organization thinks it does. Ms. Dooley and her parent teacher organization thinks it does. And there's a lot of people who don't. Okay, so 1-800-521-KFI. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on the pre-Christmas edition of the KFI Sunday Morning News, the fallout from the tax cut extensions, not just your refund, a huge change in the way you're supposed to survive a nuclear attack, and some hints for procrastishoppers. Plus, the nine news nuggets you need to know tomorrow morning, 9 a.m.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
As you browse the storefront windows this holiday season, you'll see lots of knockoffs, copies, and wannabes mixed in with precious few originals, especially when it comes to luxury vehicles. So here are some helpful hints on how to spot an original. First, look for a vehicle that's designed from the ground up and doesn't owe its platform to an economy car, a minivan, or a pickup truck. Now look for one that's faster and more powerful than its top rivals, and one that also includes no cost to maintenance, saving you thousands. And there it is. You spotted the original ultimate driving machine, the 3 Series, at the BMW Joy sales event. And with special holiday offers on now, here's one more hint. Come in today. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through January 3rd, get a holiday credit of up to $2,500 with nothing down on most BMW models. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, it's a coming out party for members of the military. And it's crappy now, but hopefully better weather by Christmas. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Santa Fe Springs.
On the 605 South at Slauson, there is a crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slows at Peck Road in Sylmar. On the 5 South at the 210 East, there is a two-car crash blocking the right lane of that transition road. Traffic slows at Cowgrove Boulevard. In downtown L.A. on the 101 North before Mission Road, we have a three-car crash blocking the two right lanes there. Traffic slows at the 10 and stays slow to Highland. In Baldwin Park on the 10 East at the 605, that stalled car has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic has recovered in that area. KFI traffic is brought to you by Pechanga Resort and Casino, David Penson.
AutoZone. If you want to get the most miles out of your engine, then protect it with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Now at AutoZone, get 5 single quarts or a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $13.99. That's everything you need to do an oil change for $13.99. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your engine and save big. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
At Oban Surgery Centers, letting go means starting over.
This is the first time in my whole life that I have actually been declared healthy. I was technically obese and unhealthy from the time I was 11 years old to the time I was 22 years old. And now I can officially say at 25, I'm healthy and it feels good.
It's not just Lapband, it's O-Band. O-Band helps control your hunger so you can lose weight. Plus, O-Band is the only outpatient weight loss facility in California fully approved by the American College of Surgeons.
I went from a size 22 to a size 8 within a year and a half.
If our doctors agree you need O-Band today, your insurance should pay.
I was originally 240, now I'm 140.
If you're at least 50 pounds overweight, visit obandcenters.com or call 1-877-NEW-LIFE. That's 877-NEW-LIFE. It's not just Lapband, it's O-Band. That's 877-NEW-LIFE. It's not just Lapband, it's O-Band.
Here's a special holiday gift for anyone leasing a new Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars by December 24th. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. Come to Fletcher Jones Motor Cars winter event between now and Christmas, and your first two lease payments are on us. Or get finance rates as low as 1.9% on new E350 sedans, GLKs, or ML350s, and other select models, including the best value in its class, the C300 Sport, starting at just $339 per month, or the popular ML350, starting at just $499 per month. We'll not only pay more for your trade-in, we'll also pay off your vehicle, no matter how much you owe. Remember, during our winter event, expect a yes on every offer, but hurry, our winter event ends December 24th. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73. And from our family to yours, have a safe and happy holiday season.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
For complete details, call 949-718-6590.
KFI News.
Just this week on KFI News.
My son was blatantly murdered.
How do you approach a man that's visibly intoxicated and shoot him?
Long Beach police admitted they shot a man who was holding a watering nozzle.
They pointed that at one of the officers.
You never heard a command to do anything.
Two officers shot the suspect.
You try to do the responsible thing and not drink and drive and you get shot?
Man in Florida shot up a school board meeting.
Everybody on the ground, where's he at?
But he missed.
God was standing in front of me.
If you're not a believer in miracles, watch that tape again.
I whacked him with my purse. I don't know if I was just stupid.
The president signed a tax cuts bill.
It's a good deal for the American people.
It's a bad deal for taxpayers.
Some sheriff's deputies apparently partied a little too hard.
It was a Christmas party.
The deputies have been ordered to clean out their lockers.
And a guy from Santa Ana says he's put a million miles on his Mustang.
Bought a brand new 64.
Says he doesn't want to buy another car because he doesn't want to make car payments.
Probably die in it.
And that was just this week.
KFI, AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
It's a giant computer liquidation sale this Saturday
right.
and Sunday at the LA Fairgrounds in Pomona. Because of the recession, dealers are desperate to liquidate flat panel TVs, netbooks, laptops, gaming computers, desktops, printers, and thousands of high-tech products at pennies on the dollar. It's like 100 computer stores having price wars to compete for your business. Exhibit seminars, bargains, and networking this weekend at Fairplex in Pomona. Discounts on admission at LAComputerFair.com. That's LAComputerFair.com.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows.
The federal energy tax credits are going away. There's only a little time left to cash in on the 30% savings up to $1,500 when you purchase energy-efficient windows.
Call 888-319-8585. For a limited time, American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax in addition to free installation. Call for details, 888-319-8585, or visit AmericanVisionWindows.com and on Facebook.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
CSLB number 778-326.
KFI. More Southern California than Botox parties.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
KFI, AM 640.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show every Saturday night, 7 to 10. At 1-800-521-KFI. 1-800-521-534. By the way, one of our listeners, very sweet guy named Jason, has got an unofficial chat room set up. If you're watching our video cast or you're listening to the live stream at KFI AM 640, you can check out the chat room and you can find the link there in our Phil feed on our homepage of PhilHenryShow.com. Just look in the comments section there under our video cast blog. We're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Parent Teachers Organization. Correct, Bobby?
Yes, we're PTO.
And you are very much in favor of now.
Well, Phil, I'm not, and I don't want people to think that I am. Prudish, because.
Well, you're, but you're very much in favor of now, and they have categorized this. This policy of Hooters to allow young people. You think should be overturned. I think a lot of us look at Hooters like it's a glorified kind of a chicken wing joint with really hot looking girls that are the waitresses. You know, I mean, that's not my. To be honest, you ask me, I think they're too skinny. You know.
I appreciate that, Phil, but the point is, I don't think whether you think they're too skinny or not, bringing up a young boy in there to ogle these women, I feel, I know your listeners will probably disagree, but my son, they're going to look at a woman, physical attributes. I would much rather me or one of their sisters, or their wife, than
what do you mean? You.
Well, what I'm saying is something very normal for a mother to say. I think that if my son is in need of looking at a breast, I hope that the first one he sees is mine, or one of his sisters, or certainly his wife, and not some woman who's working her way through physical therapist school. And is walking around showing everyone what she's got.
Yeah, like the movie in that.
Like in striptease.
All right, our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Let's get to some phone calls here, and then we can address some of these specifics. Here is Mac in Corona. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that she had said that. Mm-hmm. People would come in and where your first eyes would be drawn would be to the breast. But I mean, if I went into Chili's or any other restaurant, and there's a really attractive woman there, or a woman with large breasts, or even into church or Target. That's where, you know, any man's eyes are going to be drawn there. So I think it's kind of irrelevant, and really, the women there aren't really dressed that scantily. They're wearing leggings. If the leggings were black, then would it really make a difference? Or if they're wearing only crops and the restaurant was called Boobies, would it not be appropriate because of the name, or is it inappropriate because that it's specifically targeting women?
Well, let me help you with that. First of all, not every restaurant you go into hires their waitresses for their breast size. So Hooters has a policy to absolutely distract you. Whereas if you go into Bennigan's or you go into some of these other restaurants, if you see a girl if you see a good-looking waitress in Bennigan's, and I'm trying to make a joke. If you see a hot waitress in Bennigan's, it's a miracle. But to be serious,
let's not insult the women in Bennigan's.
What I'm saying is you're supposed to look at their breasts at Hooters. If you're looking at their breasts at Bennigan's, I think there's something wrong with you.
Okay, Mac. Go ahead, sir.
I definitely understand that. I understand where you're going with that. But that, I mean, as a marketing tool, they're saying we have attractive women that come here. Would it be an adult entertainment place if it was called Ugly Ladies or Shrek? And it just had a bunch of ugly women that worked there.
It would be objectifying women and insulting women.
But would you say that that's adult entertainment because it's not?
I think you'd be surprised. Well, look at the amount of money
we don't need to get into that.
I'm sure you're aware that there are young men like yourself that like to pay actual money to look at an old woman naked. You know that. So I really don't.
Yes, I would imagine that some men do.
Well, they may. Yes. Okay, so that answers your question.
I don't want to hear about that. We're going to take a break, Mac. Thank you very much, though, for your call. Good call. Here we are with Bobby and Steve Dooley, and we're talking about Hooters. And the fact that they allow minors in there, is that violating state and local laws? Isn't that an adult entertainment place? Isn't that a place where adult men go to, you know, admire and enjoy the charms of beautiful waitresses while they're getting their chicken wings and watching their sports? We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534, and we'll be back. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, but first here's Michael Crozier with the news.
Gay rights advocates score a big win today with the Senate voting to repeal the 17-year-old Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Democratic Senator Jim Webb of Virginia says he supports the bill.
The question is not about whether anyone should be able to engage in inappropriate...
What's the number, KFI 1534? Or...
Be very vigorous in our oversight of the Department of Defense to make sure that does not occur.
New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand says when the new law kicks in, gays will be able to openly talk about their sexual orientation without having to worry about getting kicked out of the military.
This is about equal rights, equal justice, and saying to the American people that if you want to serve this country, if you want to give your life for this country, you may do so regardless of who you love.
Now that it's passed both houses of Congress, the bill goes to President Obama to be signed into law. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, problems downtown.
On the 10 East at Hoover, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at La Cienega Boulevard and also in downtown L.A. on the 101 North before Mission Road. We have a three-car crash blocking the two right lanes. Traffic slows at the 10 and stays slow to Highland. In Santa Fe Springs on the 605 South at Slauson, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slows at Peck Road. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Sylmar on the 5 South to the 210 East, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane of that transition. Road. Traffic slows at Calgrove Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Wet weather's here, and it's going to be around for a little while. Fox 11 forecaster Mark Thompson says...
Hey, Victor?
...through midweek.
And it'll be punctuated at times by little...
Hey, is the numeral 1-800-520-1534?
...by the end of this weekend, the Southland burn areas could be in danger.
We don't really know exactly what these areas will withstand.
What's the phone number?
It's definitely going to test them.
Okay, good. Just I didn't know whether I had it. I can't see it on the screen. It's blocked.
Wednesday, possibly bigger than this weekend's rain.
Thank you.
Officials at LAX say they're expecting almost 3 million passengers to pass through the airport during the year-end holiday travel. Federal agents say travelers can save time going through customs
that what it's
with global entry.
It looks like an ATM machine. You just swipe your passport, put your information in, and you're in 20 seconds. So that is a new program for low-risk travelers.
Customs agent Jamie Ruiz says passengers also need to declare whatever they're bringing into the country. He says exotic souvenirs and unprescribed medicine will be confiscated. Peak holiday runs from this weekend until January 2nd. Your forecast and much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
How to know what you're getting for the holidays. Should you find your name on a small bag filled with tissue paper, you're likely awaiting some aromatic bath crystals. How exotic. If you're handed a white box wrapped with ribbon alone, great news. Your new department store sweater has arrived. And if you spot a big red bow in your driveway, it can only mean one thing. What we can't predict is which new Lexus you'll be driving. It's the Lexus December to Remember sales event. And for a limited time, we're celebrating some of our greatest offers of the year. Lease the 2011 RX350 for $429 a month for 36 months, with $3499 due at signing. See your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease program limitations and offer details. Not all customers will qualify. Excludes official fees, taxes, title, license, registration, and dealer charges. No security deposit required. Offer valid in the Lexus Western areas only and ends January 3rd, 2011.
90% chance of rain tonight, 100% chance of rain tomorrow. Temperatures about the same for the next few days until about midweek, when again we said there should be another storm system coming in that might be worse than this weekend's. Then hopefully just partly cloudy by Christmas. It's 58 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news, send right to your phone. Text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI
Attention
News.
Business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports. But it was Tony Robbins that challenged me to go even further for you.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
And here's what Tony convinced me to do.
We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email, and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600.
The craving for chocolate is about to become a craving for chocolate diamonds.
That's Jared,
the Galleria of Jewelry presents Levion Chocolate Diamonds and Chocolate South Sea Pearls. Levion is the only company on earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds. And Jared has Levion designs you'll only find at Jared. Indulge your craving with Levion Chocolate Diamonds.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Want to lower your heating bill this winter? Here are a couple of easy things you can do. Lower your thermostat 3 to 5 degrees. You could save up to 30%. Replace your furnace filters, then seal your air ducts against leaks. That could save you up to 22%. Hey, it all adds up. Go to SoCalGas.com/winter to learn even more money-saving tips and follow us on Facebook or Twitter for even more ideas. The Gas Company, a Sempra Energy utility. Glad to be of service.
Say, Santa, what have we here?
Here.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Hey.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio every night. Nationally on KTLK 1150 Monday through Friday, but we're here on Saturday nights on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the Phil Henry Show. And we have a potpourri of things, certainly on this show as well as our national show. We invite you to join us on our website, PhilHenryShow.com, and the streaming of this show and podcast of this show at KFI AM 640. Bobby and Steve Dooley joining us from Western Estates in the Valley. The parent teacher organization there has joined with the national organization of women, although you guys are not officially affiliated with them, I understand, Ms. Dooley, in condemning Hooters for allowing children inside. And specifically, we're talking about, I guess, Orange County, Bobby?
Yes, that was really where we found the most egregious, example of this in Orange County. It probably has an awful lot to do with, you know, I think the people in Orange County are wonderful. I think they have had a little bit of a sense of entitlement for maybe a little bit too long, and I think we can help them. And I don't. I'm not claiming to know better than them how to live their lives, but when it comes to children, we do have to step in. You know.
All right, I want to get back to one more thing, and then we're going to take some phone calls. Again, 1-800-521-KFI. You said that women, you didn't like the combination of alcohol and hot-looking women. And you said that a lot of women were not calling in. Because a lot of women don't call in. A lot of women aren't being heard on this subject for fear of being abused.
Well, I think if you look at the debate that's been going on, I think I'm the only female voice that's being heard in favor of this, because women, when it comes to this topic, I think women are afraid.
They're going to get beat up by Trump.
And Steve's talking about the fact that men are going to Hooters. They're going to drink. And is there a chance they're going to commit some kind of domestic violence when they get home and find out that their wife or girlfriend has become involved with some sort of a phone tree or is an activist against Hooters?
You're afraid that
we're not afraid. But we think a lot of women are.
You think that women believe they'll be the subject of the object of domestic violence if they speak out against Hooters because their husbands or boyfriends are coming back drunk.
Well, excuse me, but last time I checked, they served beer there.
No, I know they serve beer there. I'm completely aware of the fact that they serve beer. I don't even know if they got a liquor. I guess they serve hard liquor there too. I'm just asking. And I certainly don't endorse or concur with any kind of an action like that. 1-800-521-KFI with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Here is Sean in Whittier. Go ahead, Sean. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good,
my
sir.
Main thing
good,
is, my first question to this lady is, are we still in America today? We're here in America where we as citizens are given the right to vote on everything that we do within our lives. That being said, it is my right in this country to either bring my children into that establishment or not bring my children into this establishment. And if
you have
God-given right to tell me I cannot do so.
Well, yes, and you do. You're not allowed to abuse children. I'm sure you agree with that.
Said that you want to abuse them by letting them look at your boobies. What are you talking about?
That's a rather juvenile word, but we'll go with the word boobies if you want to. What I did say...
Hooters, whatever you want to call them.
No, you know, it sounds to me like you've been going to Hooters for so long, you don't know what they're called. They're called breasts. Did you know that?
All right. I think we all know that.
Well, then you can refer to them as breasts on a radio program.
Okay.
I think that
you would prefer that your son to look at your own breasts or his sister's breasts. That is considered incest.
No, it's
and
not. That's a form of children.
It's
children. No, you said children in danger.
It doesn't matter what he said. The point is made.
Well, no, it isn't child endangerment. I'll tell you why. I'm his mother.
I'm his mother and his sister.
I would much rather have my son not be sexualized by the atmosphere of Hooters, where a woman is the object of a drunken man's leering, as opposed to
my children
being in a home. No, but I'm very concerned. Now I'm concerned about how safe your children really are if you're dragging them into those kinds of places. You know.
Well, what are you saying? What are you saying?
You're saying you're taking them into a place. You take them into strip bars. Where do you take them?
I take them to establishments that I can bring them into that are basically.
You sound nervous. Why? He doesn't sound nervous to me.
Well, you sound a little nervous.
I'm not going to bring them into a strip club.
You just said that you take them into Hooters.
Look, there's a difference here.
If you don't mind, I'm getting to the bottom of this. What this man's talking about.
No, but I want to say. A strip bar, you're seeing a nude woman. A brothel, you're seeing a nude woman. You're going to see a woman exposed sexually in those places. You don't see that at Hooters.
Are you sure? Tell me, I can't take my kids to the beach now because women wear thong bikinis down the street.
Do they go to the beach to sexually excite men? I don't think so. But when they go to Hooters, they do. And that's what we're talking about. A woman that works at Hooters is trying to get your 13-year-old son hot for her. Oh my God.
All right.
You brought him in there. So now she sees him. No, I'm totally serious.
You brought him in there.
So now she sees that kid.
Yeah, I know.
She sees that kid. And now she says to herself. And now she says, I guess I gotta go
to work on the kid.
Yes, it's a problem. That's what we're talking about. It's a big problem.
And now you bring a 13-year-old boy without looking at the Hooters slut.
I would rather you not call the Hooters waitress a slut.
That is the official word that we're using now, Mr. Henry.
Well, I don't want it used on this show. That's a working woman.
Yeah, well, so
you don't know that they're promiscuous. You can't assume that a woman is promiscuous because they work.
Ask your son.
That was uncalled for as well. So what we're talking about now is you're saying this man brings his son into a place where there are attractive girls. And, you know, I could go to Disneyland and find women who are dressed in the old gay 90s apparel with the low-cut dress. You know?
Yes, and we find fault with that as well. We find fault with Disney bringing back a time when prostitution and disease was rampant on the streets of San Francisco and Tombstone. So yes, we do find that very offensive.
You got a problem with Disneyland and Frontierland?
We most certainly do, yes.
All right, Sean, thank you for your call. Thank you very much for your call. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI. 1-800-520-1KFI. Let's go to another phone call here, then we're going to take a break very, very quickly. All right, tell you what, why don't we take the break then? And just so I can clarify a few things.
Can I interrupt?
Go ahead.
What's the problem? We're trying to find out what your problem is. I don't have a problem, Ms. Dooley.
First of all, I'm only on my fourth week on this radio station here. Back with my friends at KFI, and I'm trying to figure out the formatting. So it's got nothing to do with you. That's number one.
That's a very convenient excuse.
It's got nothing to do with you. Number two, to say that the Hooters waitress, when she sees that guy's 13-year-old son, now she's got to go to work on him. That sounds like child molestation.
That is exactly what we're saying.
And you know what? There's no evidence of that at all. You're accusing Hooters now of something that is pretty scurrilous. And it's slanderous. And you may have a problem.
Well, you know, I've seen it all now. A man standing up for Hooters and letting children get pushed into a box car.
That analogy... Okay, that analogy is unacceptable. 1-800-520-1, letting children get pushed into a boxcar while I stand up for a Hooters waitress. 1-800-521-KFI. Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization
on Hooters.
And whether Hooters and operating that establishment allowing people under 18 to come into that place, whether Hooters is a violation of local and state laws. Allowing children into a place that caters to adult entertainment. The world famous Phil Embry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Our world is full of secrets. Very little makes sense anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm George Norrie, and I take it upon myself to help all of us unravel the confusing information that bombards us every day. Join me tonight on Coast to Coast AM as we find out more about our crazy world.
Listen to Coast tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, the number one mini dealer in the country. December is here, and at my house, that means madness. Between Hanukkah gifts for my in-laws, birthday presents for my youngest son, Dylan, Christmas presents for my family. I've lost track of who I still need to shop for. In fact, I have so many people on my gift list this year, I've decided to add you as well. Now through January 3rd at Nick Alexander, lease a 2011 Mini for zero down and make no payments until February of next year. That's right, get a brand new 2011 Mini Cooper
Ain't
for zero down and just $239 a month, plus tax, 36 months, 10,000 miles per year on approved credit.
What?
And St. Nick covers your payments until February 2011. Oh. Driving the new fuel-efficient Mini will continue to keep your auto budget in line for years to come. And it's so much fun. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexandermini.com. We're centrally located all of Southern California in the wholesale district. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, ho, ho, ho,
there
you can't say no.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom coming up at 8 o'clock. Keep those rubbers handy, and gays have a reason to be just that, happy. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports, problems in Compton.
In Compton, on the 710 North at Alondra, there's a three-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at Del Amo Boulevard. In downtown
what do you think of that material?
At Hoover, there's a two-car crash blocking
the right lane. If he's
going to
see a bare breast, it should be mine or his sister's.
On the 101 North, it's looking slow from the 110 to Hollywood Boulevard. Southbound side is looking slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. In Santa Fe Springs, on the 605 South at Slauson,
he'll be drunk and beat her.
In the carpool lane, traffic slows at Peck Road. In Santa Clarita, on the 5 South, before Lake Hughes Road, there's a multi-car crash blocking the three right lanes. Traffic slows as you approach this area. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Smart and Final, David Penson.
As of today, the Pechanga Poker Mega Share Bad Beat Jackpot is over $175,000. When this hits, everyone playing in the 54-table Pechanga Poker Room gets a piece of the only Bad Beat Poker Jackpot in California. Pechanga Resort and Casino, just off the 15 freeway in Temecula. Through December 24th, 12 bottle packs of Corona, Samuel Adams, Heineken, Dos Equis, or Sierra Nevada beer are only $10.99 plus CRV, limit 6 total. Smart and Final reminds you to drink responsibly.
Right now is the perfect time to put a 2011 Mini Cooper hardtop in your garage. For a limited time, you can get the exhilarating performance and inimitable style of the 2011 Mini Cooper with a lease payment of just $199 a month for 36 months. That includes 3-year, 36,000-mile no-cost maintenance, 37-mile-per-gallon fuel efficiency, and unlimited go-kart handling. Or if you think you might enjoy slightly more Mini, the all-new Mini Countryman with available all-wheel drive is coming soon. Visit SoCalMiniDealers.com. For details.
So what's your favorite casino?
Valley View.
That sounds unanimous. What's so great about it?
It's the loose slots. The slots are the loosest here than anywhere I've been.
I like table games. Do they have blackjack?
Whatever you like, they've got it. They even have roulette.
Well, I'm convinced. Anything else?
When you join the Players Club, your first lobster buffet is free.
And
you get $20 more play.
That's free slot play.
Well, there you have it. Real people telling us why Valley View Casino and Hotel really is San Diego's favorite. For details, visit ValleyViewCasino.com.
AutoZone. This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Trisha, a Fresh and Easy Neighborhood Market customer.
Fresh and Easy commercials use real customers, not celebrities, saving money we pass on to you.
I asked, and someone at school actually told me, oh, you should try Fresh and Easy, and I know I can come here, get quality fresh fruits and vegetables for 98 cents. So that encourages me to come here because I know it's affordable and in my budget. Thanks, Fresh and Easy.
Thanks, Trisha. Now everyone can save on a 5-pound box of Cutie's California Clementines for just $4.99.
Clementine, my darling Clementine.
For just $2.99.
Oh, I love that song. In a cavern, in a tavern, in a cavern.
More milk and cookies for Santa.
In a cavern.
Ooh, wait a minute. It's a fine aged scotch.
In a tavern,
somebody
lay a man.
Just made the nice list.
The Venmo Day sale is on now. Club Bev members save on 175 bottles of spirits, including E&J Brandy at $12.99, Pawpaw Vodka at $9.99, and Jose Cuervo Gold Tequila at $20.98. Save $4. Hurry. Sale ends December 24th. Save Mo at BevMo.
Attention parents, if your son is 11 to 17 years old and exhibits oppositional or defiant behavior patterns, we want to prove that our best-selling child behavior program, The Total Transformation, will work for you. And we're willing to give it to you for free. For a limited time, we are offering the entire program free if you're the parent of an 11 to 17-year-old male child as part of a national market research project. If you're struggling with disrespect, backtalk, lying, school problems, or defiant behavior, you can get the Total Transformation free by calling 1-800-656-4525. Call now and find out how you can participate in this limited-time market research project. By sending in your results, you'll get our $300 child behavior program for free. Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-800-406-2621, 1-800-406-2621. That's 1-800-406-2621. 1-800-406-2621.
KFI AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry here. Every Saturday night, 7 to 10 p.m. on KFI AM 640. And joining us here, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. You know, now has been heard from. There may be other organizations, and I don't know how big this is going to get, that Hooters should not be allowing kids inside of their restaurant.
There's a backlash, Ms. Dooley, and I would address your husband as well. There's a backlash against
All of this sort of restrictive, finger wagging that's been going on in our society for the longest time. There isn't anything that is left in terms of how we process our lives. Everything is now subject to someone else's scrutiny.
This isn't the government.
These are private citizens.
That are hassling each other.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll give you an example. There was a woman that wanted to ban from the school library Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. The woman had no idea as to the book's intent, its context, historically, what the book meant, any satirical overtones. She just wanted to ban this book. This is not the government taking these things away from us. I respectfully submit to you, it's people like you.
People like me. Let me say something.
I don't mean any offense.
I don't think I said anything all that bad. Let me tell you something, Mr. Andrew. People are jumping up and down today because Don't Ask, Don't Tell was overturned. Are the gay people of America aware of the fact that Don't Ask, Don't Tell was overturned so that more of them will enlist in our military, go off to fight in wars, and die, a self-cleaning oven. Thank you.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
So gay people have been allowed into the military, so they'll kill themselves off.
I don't want to say anymore.
My wife has got the courage.
1-800-520-1KFI. Let's go over to a phone call here on the Phil Henry Show. Jenny, hi Jenny in Palmdale. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Hi. Offends me with this lawsuit.
Ms. Dooley, if you wouldn't go, it's clipping the limiter. Okay.
Could you say that again? I apologize.
I'm saying I'm very offended by your lawsuit. You've never been to a Hooters. How can you complain about a Hooters?
Oh, I've seen it better. I've seen it. Well, I've heard rumors.
Have you been into a Hooters?
You can go into a Hooters and not know what they're hiring at. That doesn't mean anything.
Have you been into a Hooters?
I have to be honest with you. I don't need to. I know what it is. I know what it's about.
Have you been to the beach? Yes, I've been to the beach. Oh, but it's okay to take your child to the beach and see women in bikinis.
I don't know. The last time I went to the beach, no woman came up to my son and gave him chicken wings and pushed her breast into his face. Oh my God!
They're not doing that.
But do they come to the table? Do they come to the table and bring your son his hamburger? And when they do, they look at him. They wink and shove their chest out.
They're not bringing it to him in a bikini.
No, what they're doing is they're bringing it to him in a push-up brassiere.
Okay.
No panties.
What is the no panties?
Well, that's between you and your son.
Wow.
Well, what is that supposed to? You know, Ms. Dooley, you're the one that said you'd be seen naked around your son.
What are you doing? You're getting dressed up for your son. What is that?
No, I wear that type of bra all the time.
Well, okay. Pardon me if I don't take your word for that.
All right, ladies, you're a little bit of a crowd. What is going on here? What's going on here? Okay.
I have to now protect her son. Because she's walking around with a push-up bra.
You took your son to the beach? I need to maybe protect your son. You really think you made a big point with that beach thing?
You did. Because at the beach, people are laying there and they're not going over to your son and wiggling their breasts at him. You go into Hooters. They're not wiggling their breasts at Hooters. Yes, they are.
I don't have to. I've got good reports. Oh, you've never even been in there.
My reports are very accurate.
No, they're not. Let me ask you, let's get to the bottom line.
You work there, don't you? No woman would ever defend Hooters unless she works there.
What does that mean?
Just what I said. Are you afraid? Do you have a husband? Darling, do you have a husband?
Yeah, I have a husband. When he goes to Hooters and he enjoys himself, and you say, you know what, I'd like to have Hooters shut down or at least not have our son go in there.
Are you afraid he's going to drink too much and beat you? Is he going to drink too much and beat you?
I can make that choice and not take my son into Hooters. Just like you can make the choice and not going to Hooters.
But you're not going to make the choice to not take your son into Hooters. You're going to make the choice to shove your son's face right into it.
Nobody is shoving anybody's face into anything.
When you take an underage boy into a place called Hooters, a boy whose hormones are going crazy, you have a girl walk up to him, and the breasts are almost torpedo-like, defying every kind of gravity that we know of. And the boy's face. What?
You've not been into Hooters and seen the different sized breasts. I've almost been to Hooters because I'm listening to you and then I'm taking the opposite of you.
That's what Hooters is like.
Well, whatever that means, you're just being honest.
Yes, Sheila, thank you so much for your call. We're going to take a break here on the World Famous Phil Henry Show. This has got nothing to do with the fact is you have to, Ms. Dooley. I think go into a Hooters to understand what goes on in a Hooters.
I do not have to go into Hooters. It is the most bigoted thing to say that I have to expose myself to this kind of filth. Just so I can make a point on your radio program. Well, I won't do it.
All right, but I don't know how you can speak to it. We'll be back here on the World Famous Phil Henry Show. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-KFI, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Stick around. Coming up next is Mike Crozier with the news.
Saturday, December 18th.
Okay.
Joyful strains.
hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
No let up expected with the rain. I'm Michael Crozier, National Weather Service meteorologist. Amy Myers says local burn areas could be facing problems from the heavy rains this weekend.
We are expecting to see some mudslide issues in and around the burn areas. And if the sheer quantity of rain does fall that we're expecting, we could see some of those problems affect other areas, such as the Pacific Coast Highway through Malibu.
She says the biggest storm and heaviest rain is expected Tuesday into Wednesday, hopefully partly cloudy skies into Christmas. Apparently, Europe's got it worse than us. Many people are stuck at airports because of blizzards and freezing temperatures. Officials have shut down Gatwick and Heathrow airports.
I'm a bit anxious, but what will be if it's cancelled, it's cancelled.
We're hoping to go to Salzburg, Austria. The weather literally just came down about half an hour ago. We were just outside of Gatwick and there was nothing. 5 minutes in, it's just a nightmare.
With the situation, I don't know if you're going to be able to fly.
Airports in Germany, France, Spain, the Netherlands, and Denmark are also experiencing cancellations or delays from the winter storm. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in Sun Valley.
In Sun Valley on the 5 North before the 170, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at Laurel Canyon. In Castaic on the 5 South before Lake Hughes Road, there's a multi-car crash blocking the three right lanes. Traffic slows at Templin Highway. In Compton on the 710 North at Alondra, there's a three-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at Del Amo Boulevard. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In downtown L.A., the 10 East at Hoover, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at La Cienega. The 101 North is going to be a little slow from the 110 to Hollywood Boulevard. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The lawyer for the alleged Grim Sleeper serial killer has a problem with the LAPD.
The attorney for Lonnie Franklin Jr. says it will be tough for him to get a fair trial now that investigators have released photos of about 160 women that were found in the suspect's home in South L.A. In an interview with ABC News, Louisa Pensante called the photo release sensationalism and said the photos include some of the suspect's family members and friends. But cops have defended their decision to put those photos online, saying they've received millions of hits and information that could help identify some of the women. Franklin has pleaded not guilty to charges of killing 10 people beginning in 1985. Terry Anser, KFI News.
The Senate has voted to ask and tell.
The yeas are 65, the nays 31. The motion to concur in the House amendment to Senate amendment to House Resolution 2965 is adopted.
In a special Saturday session, the Senate voted to repeal the 17-year-old military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The bill now goes to President Obama, who's expected to sign it next week. That's because the House had already voted to repeal it. The new law will allow gay people to openly say they're gay without being worried about being kicked out of the military. Since it started in 1993, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, more than 13,000 gay service members have been dismissed. President Obama says he's disappointed the Senate Republicans have blocked a bill to grant some illegal immigrants a chance to gain legal status. The so-called DREAM Act fell 5 votes short today of the 60 needed to move forward. Critics say the bill is a backdoor grant of amnesty that would encourage illegal immigration. And Bank of America has joined several other financial institutions in refusing to handle payments for WikiLeaks. The bank says the decision is based upon reasonable belief that WikiLeaks may be engaged in activities that are inconsistent with B of A's internal policies for processing payments. The action comes as WikiLeaks says it plans to release more information about banks. The site's founder has previously said it has a huge amount of documents on Bank of America. WikiLeaks responded to B of A's announcement with a Twitter message urging supporters to stop doing business with the bank. U.S. senators deal with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Down Under senators deal with wet T-shirt competitions. That story, the forecast, and much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Hi, guys. This is Joseph, the founder of Hollywood Suit Outlet. Ever go shopping for a suit and you wind up feeling disappointed because of the limited selection in your size? Please accept my invitation to visit the Hollywood Suit Outlet, and I guarantee that you won't find just a dozen suits to choose from, but thousands in your size. That's right. I carry thousands of suits in your size alone. There is no pressure, no having to settle for something that you don't love. At the Hollywood Suit Outlet, your shopping experience is stress-free, with friendly atmosphere, massive selection, and
untouchable low prices.
I have wool suits for $66, tuxedos for less than $70, dress slacks for $15, leather shoes for $25, 5 dress shirts for $50, and the list goes on and on. I have been supplying major suit companies from coast to coast for over a quarter of a century, and that's how I can give you a lot more for your money.
Call 800-SUITS-99. That's 800-SUITS-99. Or shop online at HollywoodSuitOutlet.com.
Give us one visit, and we'll earn your business for life.
A senator in Western Australia is defending a wet T-shirt competition. Glenn Stirl is a former truck driver and current five-year senator. A spokeswoman for women's interests in the area says the event was unfortunate and not good for the women involved. Stirl says, hey, the women who enter the competition at the local hotel/bar are adults, and it's all just a bit of fun. He says he looks forward to attending the next event whenever he can. Southland weather from KFI. 90% chance of rain this evening and tonight, or into tomorrow morning. Lows in the low 50s. Tomorrow, 100% chance of rain, so I think it's going to rain. Highs in the mid-50s at the beaches, around 60. Metro LA, Orange County, low 60s in the valleys. Rain all the way through late Wednesday. The worst of it coming possibly on Wednesday. Hopefully partly cloudy from that point on through Christmas. Right now in Anaheim, 56. Newport Beach, 58. Cerritos, 55. Long Beach, 57 degrees. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here.
It's a Saturday night, and we're here every Saturday night, 7 to 10. We're on nationally 11:50. We're on nationally on 11:50, and we're on at 10 o'clock at night. So we're on KTLK Monday through Friday. But this is our Saturday night home. This is home. This is KFI AM 640. And tonight we have with us Bobby and Steve Dooley, and as is so often the case, we have generated a lot of interest. We're very interested in this topic. The Hooters topic, the idea that a Hooters, at least in Orange County, is the subject of a lawsuit, a complaint. And if you missed our setup last hour, we will have Bobby and Steve Dooley back with us from the Western States Homeowners Association, which is endorsing the National Organization for Women. They've got an issue with Hooters serving children. The now California chapter filed complaints against the restaurant with police. And prosecutors. They said, quote, what concerns us is children are being served in the sexual entertainment business, said now Representative Mona Lisa Wallace, a representative of Hooters, is known for its scantily clad waitresses. And I've just gone over online, as I'm sure you have, Mr. Dooley, got Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. And you do believe that this is a sexual sexual business atmosphere.
Well, Phil, I'm looking right now, and you were good enough to put it on the homepage of your website. I'm looking at a woman.
Are you all right? We had Mandarin House.
I'm looking at a picture of a woman in something in the Hooters International Swimsuit Pageant. This is not a beauty pageant. This woman has turned to show her backside to the camera. Barely covered. She's made no attempt to trim herself as one would for a beauty pageant. She is obviously accentuating a lot of fat, which men are interested in this kind of trashy look. She's allowed a lot of fat to collect on her thighs and on her backside. Her breasts are oversized, etc. This is Hooters in all of its disgusting notoriety. Hooters in all of its glory as it seeks to objectify women, even as it says it raises them up on a pedestal. This is not a woman that is physically fit. This is a woman that is fit only for sexual leering. Excuse me if I may use some frank language.
I don't want any street language.
No, but I'm going to be frank. She is standing there with her big fat ass and her breasts that are large only because she's fat, and up and down the line. Now, if a man enjoys that, that's fine.
If a little boy is brought into an atmosphere, of course he's going to look at the lady with the big boob. And this is what we think of our children.
We've got a generation of parents that are dragging their kids from one strip club to the next, from one house of sex to the next, from one hothouse, which used to be a term. for a place for of a place drugs, of drugs and sex and sex. And
you've got Hooters, you got Hooters, you know, all mixed up with the old Turkish hot houses. We're not looking at a hot house here. We're looking at a place that has beautiful girls. They serve booze. They serve chicken wings and pizza. They got the ball game on. This is what men like. This is how men relax. Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Hold on for just a second.
Hold on for just a second. This is always going to be a place of entertainment for men for as long as we know. Men who are heterosexual, they will like that.
Even gay men.
Are going to want to come in and see these beautiful chicks serving them beer and watching a ball game. Now when you say a young boy is brought into the mix, you say these women, because of their beauty, are a scandal.
No, I did not say that.
Because that's all that I can hear. I'm listening to my callers, I'm listening to you, and you are finding fault with them because they're beautiful. And you think that because a woman is beautiful, that is appealing to some sort of prurience. That's appealing and scandalizing a young person. My God, we can't even have beautiful women now.
Just like that one mother who was mocking me, because I said with all honesty, I would much rather, Phil, if it meant that my son could remain chaste until his marriage, I'd take my blouse off in front of him, and walk around the house swinging them back and forth. That's how I feel.
That sounds about as twisted as it gets.
That is insulting.
Well, it just sounds twisted for you to say what you just said.
It's not twisted. What's twisted is putting up a website like the International Hooters Swimsuit Competition with the girl's big fat ass, and I'm supposed to think this is some sort of a beauty pageant. It's a pageant for a woman who can just have a big rear end.
That's about it.
Well, I'm looking at these pictures. In fact, we did put one up on the website. You go to my homepage and you'll see what Ms. Dooley is talking about. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. 1-800-521-KFI. Let's go to Paul on the 60. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Paul.
This is absolutely fascinating radio, I got to tell you, from the beginning. But this woman is completely off of her rocker. And number one, I would like to say, if you could please not... me every 30 seconds while I'm speaking, and I will listen to you speak.
Well, you just insulted me. I don't know how I'm supposed to. So you insult me, and then you direct me on how I'm supposed to. Well, I don't know. It doesn't work that way.
All right, would you please, Ms. Dooley, let the gentleman call. We just heard you talking, Ms. Dooley. I want the man. Hold on, sir. We just heard you talking. I want the man to talk.
All right, fine. But he calls me a whore.
Against every magazine has a front page article. Swimsuit Illustrated should never have another magazine.
No.
A lawsuit against every department store for having a lingerie section that they allow children to enter.
And my
final point to be made is...
And their bad point, you didn't think them through.
Excuse me, can I speak?
You did not
want to mention about the bathing suits. However, now you're referring to a swimsuit model. Just because she doesn't have the type of figure that you...
I referred to her because she's a Hooters model. If you look at the page I'm talking about, it's a Hooters model. It's Hooters model.
My kids have ever been to Hooters. I've never gone to Hooters.
Oh, you should take them in.
Time when I was like 18 years old.
You should go in.
The women that go into Hooters do not wear anything that you're mentioning. You can go to any...
I'm not talking about the women that work there.
They wear skirts. You should just go for it all. We should all go back to the shin-high... turtleneck dresses because you do not think it's appropriate for my children to see.
Your children should be sexualized by a woman who has decided to decide. Let her ask
speech. There was a couple, a male and female, both wearing thong bikinis.
My
6-year-old son, of course he's going to look because, hey, boys do that.
Mm-hmm.
make a big deal of it. I didn't say, oh, my God, I need
to do the difference is that you haven't taken him into a sex club. You haven't taken him into a sex club. You've taken him to the beach.
Taken him to the beach. A restaurant.
And when you go into a sex club where the woman's big ass is hanging in your son's food,
bathroom service in the menu. That is not on the menu.
How do you know? How do you know what's on the menu? You've never been in there. You've never been there.
Well, wait.
You said you. Time when I was about 18 years old.
All right, 20 years ago. 20 years ago.
That none of those services were even offered.
That's how long ago. You don't have any memory of that. You can't say for sure.
Look, Ms. Dooley, I'll break the tie here. I can guarantee you there's nothing on the menu that says that, okay? Now, what we have to determine is when this lawsuit or whatever this complaint is, in fact, they have filed a complaint with the police and with the DA in Orange County. What is the, you know, now it's got lawyers. What are they basing this on?
They are basing it on the fact that the women in Hooters, just as I said, Mr. Henry, I'm looking at a photograph here of a woman whose big rear end is going to be hanging in this man's children's food.
She does not want to.
Oh God!
What do you not understand about that?
That's a beauty pageant.
I don't care. It's a perfect example of what a suntan lotion.
You can see in every circle.
I find it very disturbing that you are fighting. You are fighting for your right to shove your son's face in that.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Well, you're very passionate about something that you've only seen once.
Well, it's a freedom of speech, it's a constitutional issue. Thank you so much for your call. Our number is 1-800-520-1KFI. You got it. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us. And again, this model that we have on our website, this is not what a waitress looks like. She's in a beauty pageant sponsored by Hooters, but that's not how she dresses when she's in the restaurant. We'll be back with more here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. As we talk about now coming down on Hooters, 1-800-521-KFI. KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Lights, check. Stockings, check. Sugar plums, check. Eggnog, check. Christmas tree, check. Feels to me like something's missing. What could it be?
The Jesus Christ Show. Tomorrow morning at 6. Online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
There are all kinds of things in my life that burn brightly for a while and then fade to a glimmer and often disappear altogether. It's probably true for all of us. Then there are the other things. People, places, or even fashion items that I'd be lost without. Things that are my all-time favorites, like the little black dress. I have a deep and enduring love for its understated elegance. The same feeling I have for the Patek Philippe watch on my wrist. Begin an enduring love affair with the Patek Philippe 24 in stainless steel or gold, set with top Wesselton diamonds. See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, South Coast Plaza.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, the military's policy on gays goes down. And a fourth grader knows how to use the Heimlich maneuver, even if he can't pronounce it. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Baldwin Park.
On the 605 north, past the 10, there's a three-car crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at Valley Boulevard. In Compton, on the 710 north at Alondra, there's a three-car crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Del Amo Boulevard. In Boyle Heights, on the 10 east at Soto, there's a two-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at Herbert Avenue. The 101 north is looking slow from the 110 to Hollywood Boulevard. Southbound side is slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. In Santa Fe Springs, on the 605 south at Slauson, there is a crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slows at Peck Road. KFI traffic is brought to you by the Gas Company, David Penson.
Log on to the SoCal Gas Facebook page for your chance to win energy-saving appliances this holiday season. The Gas Company, a Sempra Energy utility. Glad to be of service.
At Oban Surgery Centers, letting go means starting over.
This is the first time in my whole life that I have actually been declared healthy. I was technically obese and unhealthy from the time I was 11 years old to the time I was 22 years old. And now I can officially say at 25, I'm healthy and it feels good.
It's not just Lapband, it's Oban. Oban helps control your hunger so you can lose weight. Plus, Oban is the only outpatient weight loss facility in California fully approved by the American College of Surgeons.
I went from a size 22 to a size 8 within a year and a half.
If our doctors agree you need Oban today, your insurance should pay.
I was originally 240, now I'm 140.
If you're at least 50 pounds overweight, visit obancenters.com or call 1-877-NEW-LIFE. That's 877-NEW-LIFE. It's not just Lapband, it's Oband. That's 877-NEW-LIFE. It's not just Lapband, it's Oband.
Attention KFI listeners. For a limited time, mention KFI and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or because half the cars serviced by AMCO don't need a rebuild transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Huge discounts from AMCO. And if that check engine light is on, nobody fixes it better than the guys at AMCO. AA, MCO, AMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO today. Discount off estimated price. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
How to know what you're getting for the holidays. Should you find your name on a small bag filled with tissue paper, you're likely awaiting some aromatic bath crystals. How exotic. If you're handed a white box wrapped with ribbon alone, great news. Your new department store sweater has arrived. And if you spot a big red bow in your driveway, it can only mean one thing. What we can't predict is which new Lexus you'll be driving. It's the Lexus December to Remember sales event. And for a limited time, we're celebrating some of our greatest offers of the year. Lease the 2010 HS250H for $309 a month for 36 months, with $34.99 due at signing. See your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease program limitations and offer details. Not all customers will qualify. Excludes official fees, taxes, title, license, registration, and dealer charges. No security deposit required. Offer valid in the Lexus Western areas only and ends January 3rd, 2011.
AutoZone. If you want to get the most miles out of your engine, then protect it with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Now at AutoZone, get 5 single quarts or a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $13.99. That's everything you need to do an oil change for $13.99. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your engine and save big. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to
author of the number one business book, The
Ain't
Ultimate
that
Sales
what Machine.
If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports, but it was Tony Robbins that challenged me to go even further for you.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 months.
And here's what
But if I was, I wouldn't be afraid to admit it.
We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 0600.
Season's greetings. Now get off our porch and go away.
KFI AM 640.
World famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. It's a Saturday night.
Man, it's weird. It's very wet, and the weather is supposed to get worse. You know, when I say drive carefully, what do I mean by that? I know you think you're driving carefully, but you got to turn your headlights on, and you have to signal, and you need to go at a moderate rate when you're going through those big ass puddles. And that's what we mean when we say drive carefully, all right? And with the storms happening the way they are happening, be sure you're listening to KFI News. Find out where all of the flooding is. Find out where, you know, where there are potential danger spots. With me is Bobby and Steve Dooley from Western States Homeowners Association. We talk here about the Orange County Hooters situation. By the way, can I ask you guys, how is the weather where you live?
Right now it's good. My husband has a landscaping business, so we're pretty well taken care of there. We do see a lot of people. It's a little tragic. They don't know what they're doing. And the mud comes down. But my husband has a landscaping business, and it's tough because people come knocking on the door, literally. Can you help us? You know, help yourself. We've done everything we can. We run our homeowners association.
Help yourself, huh?
You know, Phil, if I wanted to get into you now judging me as a human being.
I'm sorry, Ms. Dooley, I didn't mean to. I was curious. You had made a comment earlier that gay people are now going to be in the military as a result of repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and now it's a self-cleaning oven. And I found that to be ghoulish and macabre.
What I'm saying is. Gay people are not the most welcome people in our society. What better way?
So put them in the military and let them get shot? That doesn't even make any sense. 1-800-520-1KFI as we talk about Hooters and the National Organization for Women and the fact that they don't like Hooters because they feel it is catering to young people, to kids. You made some statements that I'd like to, before we take another phone call, I'd like to clarify. You said that your sons, you would much rather them seeing your breasts or your or their sister's breasts or their wife, their first wife's breasts, than to go into a Hooters where you can't see breasts, where all you are seeing in Hooters is a girl in a tight T-shirt, in a tight pair of shorts.
Well, first of all, Phil, Hooters did something that has been I think they went over the line. They have brought back. Where is it? They brought back the hot pants. Hot pants were designed, Phil, to ride up the back of a woman's thigh, to then peel, if you will, or fold up further, over a woman's buttock, so that you have the effect of a kind of pair of shorts that have written up. That is the intended effect. To expose as much of the buttocks as you can. Number two. They then sat down and tried to figure out how they could show a woman's breast without really showing it. How do you do that? You force a woman's body into these lift up brassieres that not only lift but push out so that you are creating the effect that the woman has very large breasts. And number two, you're physically damaging that waitress and perhaps the rest of her life.
Well, I don't know where you're getting that.
When you are lifting up, I'm a woman, trust me. When you're lifting up and pushing out, you are essentially, you're essentially creating a situation so that by the time she's 40, there's nothing left. There's no elasticity left. She has the breast of an 80-year-old woman. When you're 40. So I would say to the girls at Hooters, do you want your breath to be hanging down? Oh, God.
All right. The expressions of, oh, God, we don't know that that's true. You haven't had any kind of information based on anything. And so, you know, we're left to our own device. We've got to take a phone call and get out of the hour here. Or maybe what we should do is just take the break. I think what we're going to do is take the break here because we've spent an awful lot of time talking here tonight. And now we're running up against these breaks.
Well, Mr. Henry, I'm happy to talk to the listeners. You're the one asking questions that are really silly.
No, I don't think I have, and you can hear that there are people who are not going along with you showing your breasts to your son, and they're not going along with some of these ideas about girls at Hooters shoving it into your kids' food. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, and we'll be back with more from Bobby and Steve Dooley as we talk about the Hooters contretemps in Orange County. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1KFI. Here's Michael Crozier now with the news.
You've been hearing Phil and his guests touching on it. The Senate has voted 65-31 to repeal the military's 17-year-old don't ask, don't tell policy on gays serving in the military. The vote during today's special session means for the first time in U.S. history, gay people will be able to openly acknowledge their sexual orientation without fear of being kicked out of the military. Air Force Major Mike Almy says don't ask, don't tell hurt him and the military.
Not once in my 13-year career as an officer or during the 16-month discharge process that followed did I make a statement to the military that violated don't ask, don't tell. Despite this, I was fired from my job leading nearly 200 men and women, which had a complete disruptive negative effect on my units, on the mission, and our ability to get the job done.
More than 13,000 service members have been dismissed from the military under the 1993 law. The House had already voted to repeal the policy, so it now goes to the president, who's expected to sign the bill into law next week. The dream is over for some illegal immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as kids and attended the military to go to college. The Senate has not passed the DREAM Act.
I promise I will never give up this fight until the DREAM Act is passed. As long as those young people are determined to be part of this great nation, I am determined to stand by them so that they can call America home.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says the measure fell 5 votes short today of the 60 votes needed to move forward. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Castaic.
On the 5 South before Lake Hughes Road, there's a multi-car crash blocking the 3 right lanes. Traffic slows at Templin Highway. In Baldwin Park on the 605 North past the 10, there's a 3-car crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at Valley Boulevard. In Compton on the 710 North at Elantra, that 3-car crash has been moved over to the right shoulder. Traffic slows at Del Amo Boulevard. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Save Me Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Boyle Heights on the 10 East at Soto, there's a 2-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at Herbert Avenue. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The late fall storm we're getting is going to turn into an early winter storm. The National Weather Service meteorologist Jamie Meyer says the wetness should be around for the foreseeable future.
Over the coast and valleys through Monday, we're expecting 2 to 4 inches of rain to fall. Over foothill and mountain locations, 4 to 8 inches. And there could be some locally higher totals of well over 10 inches.
Meyer says local burn areas could be facing problems from the heavy rains. She says the biggest storm, though, and heaviest rain is expected late Tuesday into Wednesday. The first official day of winter is Tuesday. A fourth grader in Germantown, Tennessee, is being called a hero. This is worth it just for how he pronounces.
Josh McKessie was sucking on a peppermint candy Thursday when his friend Lennox Levine Miller says something went really wrong.
He put his hands on his mouth, his face turned red, tears coming out of his eyes, and then I just knew right away that he was choking.
Lennox used some quick thinking to figure out what to do next.
I remembered learning about the Heimlich maneuver from last year in a weekly reader, and now I thought to myself, it's time to put that to good use.
And he did just that. Both boys were back in class the next day. Lennox even got a round of applause from his classmates, who are now calling him a lifesaver. Amy King, KFI News.
Or a liftsaver. Heimlich. The forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
Here's a special holiday gift for anyone leasing a new Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars by December 24th. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. Come to Fletcher Jones Motor Cars winter event between now and Christmas,
very nice.
And your first 2 lease payments are on us. Or get finance rates as low as 1.9% on new E350 sedans, GLKs, or ML350s, and other select models, including the best value in its class, the C300 Sport, starting at just $339 per month, or the popular ML350, starting at just $499 per month. We'll not only pay more for your trade-in, we'll also pay off your vehicle, no matter how much you owe. Remember, during our winter event, expect a yes on every offer, but hurry, our winter event ends December 24th. Call us at 949-718. Visit FJMercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73. And from our family to yours, have a safe and happy holiday season.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
For complete details, call 949-718-6590.
90% chance of rain tonight, 100% tomorrow. It should be that way until, like we said, late Wednesday, and then it'll be partly cloudy, hopefully, after that. It's 57 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news, send right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Attention business owners. This is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number 1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports. But it was Tony Robbins that challenged me to go even further for you.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
And here's what Tony convinced me to do.
We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0600. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email, and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600.
The craving for chocolate is about to become a craving for chocolate diamonds.
That's Jared,
the Galleria of Jewelry presents Levion Chocolate Diamonds and Chocolate South Sea Pearls. Levion is the only company on earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds. And Jared has Levion designs you'll only find at Jared. Indulge your craving with Levion Chocolate Diamonds.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Happy holidays. Welcome to REI. How can I help you?
I am looking for those natural motion multi-sport
men's Vibram Five Fingers KSO shoes.
Yes, and an ultra warm
the North Face Cat's Meow sleeping bag.
Exactly. And I don't know what to get for
an REI gift card.
Well, that was an easy holiday shopping season.
We know what you need and have all the outdoor gifts they'll love. And with REI's 100% satisfaction guarantee and knowledgeable staff, you can be confident with each and every gift you buy. For more information, visit REI or REI.com. REI. Find out.
If while listening to KFI you feel your head swell, you're just better than everybody else. Better informed.
KFI AM 640.
That was unbelievable.
What? World famous Phil Hendry show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Next hour we have our news hour with Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. If you, what was unbelievable? Okay, I got to get our guests are Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. As we talk about the National Organization of Women looking at Hooters, the Hooters in Anaheim. I don't know. Is this something that's happening all over the country? Certainly, the Hooters in Orange County has been singled out by the National Organization for women as a business that is a sex entertainment business, and therefore, why are children allowed? Ms. Dooley and her husband have said that they feel the place is blatantly sexual, that the uniforms the women wear are designed to pruriently stimulate, that even underage boys, that if they see a kid walking in, they think they've got to go work on him, end quote, end quote. So that is going on in Orange County, and I think they're probably going to test the waters there to find out if they can go national with this thing. You know, to me, and I don't have the disdain for it now that I for instance have for a PETA. I think PETA does things strictly for publicity. Don't you think that this is a little along the PETA lines of doing things?
I don't think you can deny the success that PETA has had, Phil, in the efforts that they've made. But I do want to, if I could point out something. You just ran a radio station commercial where they talked about if you listen to KFI, your blank swells. And I thought to myself that the unmitigated goal that you have on that station to talk about making something swell. When you are talking to people who are underage...
Wait, hold on for a minute. What are you talking about?
We just heard my husband point out to me that you have a commercial that says if you listen to KFI, it's going to swell.
No, it did not. It said if you listen to KFI, it is... it's your head, I think.
Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, it's the head.
Exactly.
All right, I'm not going to get into this, Ms. Dooley. I'm going to tell you right now, you're wrong. Do you understand?
Well, I may be wrong, but I would love for someone to clarify that for me.
It is a statement of one's head swelling because you become more intelligent when you listen to KFI. Is that
Mr. Henry, what I have heard tonight, I've been insulted personally. I've had men saying they're willingly taking their children into these places where women are clad sexually. They seem to think it'll make their boys a chip off the old block. I think a lot of these men are afraid their boys are gay. And they want to make them straight. You know, that's how sick I think this is.
I think you're ridiculous. I mean, there may be some question as to whether or not you want to take a kid everywhere you go, but that's an asinine statement. 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1KFI. Bill in Huntington Beach, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call. Ms. Dooley, Mr. Dooley. You know, I've been listening to you guys go back and forth here quite a while. And, you know, I try to sum things up. Let me try to articulate this into one word. And, you know, I think the issue is morality. Would you say we have a morality problem in this country?
I totally agree with it. Yeah.
Let me tell you a little story.
And I'll add another word to that. We have a sexualizing of children problem. We seem to want to make our children adults.
A girl about a month ago. And she was in her public school.
You were doing what to a 10-year-old girl?
Wait a minute. You were talking to her, Bill? Did you say?
I was talking to her about her belief system.
Yes, sure.
What does that mean, yes, sure?
What do you mean he's talking to a 10-year-old about a 10-year-old? How does a 10-year-old have belief systems? Are you kidding?
Well,
I'd
like to ask our public school systems. You know, we have a lot of indoctrinations in this, brainwashing in this country, including looters. And, you know, I really think that it comes down to immorality, and, you know, falling into the hands of our enemy. Do you realize that? Our enemy, Bin Laden, is laughing tonight. Do you understand that?
Oh yeah. I get it.
Do you realize the repercussions, the implications that we are now?
Probably not. I think that if Bin Laden were to take over, if Bob Laden were to take over, we'd have a problem. But I don't think he's going to. You know why? Because this is America, and America will never, the inside out.
When they can get inside our military and start telling our men of distinction.
I know what I wanted to say to you.
And you know,
Bill, do you realize, Bill, that no one really cares what you're saying? Because you're like a broken record, Bill.
Does he call you a lot? I've never heard the gentleman.
He calls every talk show.
Well, let me just, you call every talk show, don't you? And you say the same thing on every talk show, don't you? I imagine that I walked up and, don't you? You know, that's not the point. You call every talk show.
All right, we've had enough. Bill, you've got more time for me than you probably deserve. I thank you very much, but you are pretty boring. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI, but I don't know which call to go to next, so let's try this guy here. John in Somerset, California. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have one thing to say. I really agree about Hooters. Don't take your kids to Hooters. You know, I mean, that's a choice, a parent's choice. Don't take your kids to Hooters. But one thing that bothers me the most is I can't even take my grandkids to the mall without passing Victoria's Secrets or passing Saks Fifth Avenue.
All right, well, we're getting way off the point here. Let's go to James in Orange on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
What was he talking about?
Talking about Victoria's Secret. James, go ahead.
Hi, okay. Phil, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Hi, Miss Julie. How are you doing?
All right. We've got a real string of lousy calls here, so what we're going to do is start putting a few asterisks next to calls so we know what we're doing. Greg, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
How you doing? Thanks for taking
my call. I'm
fine. How are you doing? How are you doing? You doing good?
How you doing?
I'm great.
This is all interesting. How you doing? All right, we've already asked. Go ahead.
Hooters. I've been to Hooters a couple times in the last couple months. And you know what?
What did you do there?
I ate lunch.
Oh, you did?
Did you? And these ladies were the kindest, sweetest ladies.
Were they kind to you? They were perfect. Were you allowed to use the toilet? I know that they're very, very stingy about letting you use the toilet. Okay. I'm asking the man, do they allow you to use the toilet?
What do you mean, do they allow him to use the toilet?
They don't let homeless people use the toilet at Starbucks.
Well, this guy's not homeless. Were you homeless, Greg? I don't think he was homeless. Okay.
No, sir,
okay.
I'm not homeless.
All right, great.
A friend of mine that came up from Australia, he wanted to go to Hooters. And these ladies, they got leggings on. You can't even see the skin on their legs. I mean, for crying out loud. I mean,
there were guys in there with their girlfriends and stuff. What I'm talking about is children walking in, go online and take a look at the pictures of women with everything hanging out. Pubic hair hanging right out of...
All right, thank you very much. Let's take a break here. As we continue on the Phil Henry Show, and I saw the picture she's talking about. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, 1-800-520-1KFI. We'll be right back.
Our world is full of secrets. Very little makes sense anymore. I'm George Dr. Randy, and I take it upon myself to help all of us unravel the confusing information bombards us every day. Join me tonight on Coast to Coast AM as we find out more about our crazy world.
Listen to Coast tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
Hey, guys, how much are you spending on your suits? $200, $300, more? And I'll bet it's not even a designer label. Well, listen up. Right now at the Hollywood Suit Outlet, you can dress yourself in the latest styles from Calvin Klein or Ralph Lauren for under $170. Let me say that again. The latest styles from Calvin Klein and Ralph Lauren for under $170. If you have Rodeo Drive tastes but just can't afford it, that's even more of a reason to check out the Hollywood Suit Outlet. You'll find top labels like...
Now, we just had a pretty weak quarter hour there, and the reason was I looked at the screen and there was nothing indicating what call I should go to, so I went immediately to the worst call on the board, the first one. Then I went to another call that was weak. You got to give me an asterisk. Give me some indication of what I should do next. There was nowhere to go, so I hit Bill, and that was horrible. Okay, I mean, you're doing a great job, but you got to make sure you remind me to go to what call when, because I didn't know where I was going. All right, thanks.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Don't Ask, Don't Tell gets blown away. An American student gets a bit of good news from an Italian court. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Elysian Park.
On the 110 North at the 5, there's a multi-car crash blocking the right lane. Emergency crews are on the scene. Traffic slows at San Fernando. In Van Nuys on the 405 North before Burbank Boulevard, a car spun out and is facing the wrong way in the carpool lane. Traffic slows at the 101. In Castaic on the 5 South before Lake Hughes Road, there's a multi-car crash blocking the three left lanes. Traffic slows at Templin Highway. In Baldwin Park on the 605 North past the 10, there's a three-car crash blocking the left lane there. Traffic slows at Valley Boulevard. In Compton on the 710 North at Alondra, there's a three-car crash blocking the right lane. KFI traffic is brought to you by the gas company, David Penson.
Log on to the SoCal Gas Facebook page for your chance to win energy-saving appliances this holiday season. The gas company, a Sempra Energy utility. Glad to be of service. Not sure who to ask for advice about college? Wondering about scholarships, college credit, what classes to take, student loans, type of financial aid, or being an adult learner? For answers and more smart advice on higher education from the University of Redlands, visit KFIAM640.com, keyword advice.
If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, look to the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay for your Northern California coastal vacation. Situated only 23 miles southwest of the San Francisco airport, but feels worlds away from L.A. Named by Condé Nast Traveler as one of the world's best places to stay, this renowned luxury hotel in the San Francisco Bay Area captures the relaxed elegance of the Northern California coast at every turn. The Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay offers two world-class golf courses, a 16,000-square-foot spa, and the Signature Drive. With its five distinct regions, the coastal region with stunning beaches, horseback riding, and oceanfront dining, historic Main Street with dining, art, and shopping, the Pumpkin Region for fruit stands, wine tasting, farms, and glass blowing. In the Redwood Region, you can hike, bike, or horseback ride among the redwoods. And the Santa Cruz Mountain Region with 70 wineries ripe for tasting. To make your reservation, log on to ritzcarlton.com/HMB.
The holidays are a time to focus on what matters most. A time, some might say, to think more about family and less about the brand of luxury car in your driveway. That said, if the luxury car happens to be a BMW 5 Series, you're actually doing both. Because the 5 Series not only gets up to 32 miles per gallon and comes with no cost maintenance standard, but it's the only luxury vehicle to earn a 5-star crash test rating under the new tougher National Highway Traffic Safety Administration standards. So you not only get the ultimate driving machine, you get greater protection for you and your family. So maybe the holidays are the time to think about the brand of car in your driveway. Think about it with a test drive at the BMW Joy Sales Event. On now. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through January 3rd, get a holiday credit of up to $2,500 with nothing down on most BMW models. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Don't risk getting stranded this winter. If your car's battery is 4 years old or older, get it checked today. If it needs replacing, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast battery available only at AutoZone. It's a giant computer liquidation sale this Saturday and Sunday at the LA Fairgrounds in Pomona. Because of the recession, dealers are desperate to liquidate flat panel TVs, netbooks, laptops, gaming computers, desktops, printers, and thousands of high-tech products at pennies on the dollar. It's like 100 computer stores having price wars to compete for your business. Exhibits, seminars, bargains, and networking this weekend at Fairplex in Pomona. Discounts on admission at lacomputerfair.com. That's lacomputerfair.com.
Log on to the SoCal Gas Facebook page for your chance to win energy-saving appliances this holiday season. The Gas Company, a Sempra Energy utility. Glad to be of service.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Hey, it's Leo Laporte, the tech guy. You know, when you want to listen to my show or any of the great KFI shows, you don't have to turn on your radio. You can listen on your phone. You can listen on your iPad. You can listen on your BlackBerry. You can listen on the go with iHeartRadio. Download it now free in the Android marketplace, the iPhone store, the BlackBerry store. Or you know what? Just go to KFIAM640.com and get it there. It's the best way to listen to the radio without a radio.
KFI.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry here, and this is our weekly 7 to 10 show on KFI AM 640. With me are the Dooleys from the Western Estate Homeowners Association as we conclude our discussion about Hooters and what's going to happen to Hooters with now and your organization up in arms about their organization, their establishment, the fact that they are allowing young people into a club that's a restaurant or it's a you think it's a kind of a sex establishment. Most people think it's a sports bar, a restaurant. I'm going to go to another phone call.
To interrupt you, though, it's a sex entertainment business. When you have women, who are trained, to bring the fries or whatever they serve. Steve, you know more about it. Well, whatever they bring it to your table in a manner that bespeaks getting you to spend more money on the chicken and the beer in the hopes that you're going to actually be intimate with one of these women. Now you want that message spread to a 12-year-old boy, a 9-year-old boy, These men are doing this, Phil, because they want to. They're taking out insurance against their kids going gay.
That's pretty handsome.
Well, that's a pretty simplistic view.
I think it's accurate.
1-800-521-KFI. We're going to go to a phone call here. It is Cindy in Anza. Cindy, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hello there.
Hi.
This woman cracked her cookie. You have a self-image problem with yourself. You're rude. My mother, who is 60 years old, myself and my husband, who are 40 years old, have heard you belching on the radio three times.
Excuse me.
My mother. I did not.
You
yes,
did.
Ma'am.
Yes, you did.
You did.
I was way off of it. Your mother.
No. The other gentlemen that were trying to talk while you were being rude and trying to talk over
what
them.
What did I do?
While the other gentlemen were trying to talk.
The other gentlemen?
Self-image problem.
I was belching because I had Mandarin House Chinese.
Trying to boost yourself and your husband's landscaping business. I'm sorry, you have problems, woman. Do you not have anything else better to do with your life?
Yes, interesting. You've got everybody figured out but yourself.
Well, no, wait a minute. I will say this. The lady is right, Ms. Dooley. I heard you belching. Okay? Don't turn your radio up there for me, Cindy. Don't turn it up yet. I heard you belching.
I understand. I belched away from the phone. So there's no way that she could have heard it. Her mother has something wrong with her.
Excuse me, woman. My mother has something wrong.
She has something wrong.
So do I. We all three in this heard you belch. So all three of us, six ears that have heard you belch.
I don't know if your family is inbred.
But try to sue a company that has multi millions of dollars that have attorneys that have fun with people like you.
Oh, they do.
You want them to just
wave
women,
into the club.
You know what?
Your son.
It's up to each individual person that walks through that store, that restaurant, if they're going to take their children in there. It is their own responsibility as parents.
We have to step in.
Set up so high, you can't see their butts in your face.
You know a lot about it, don't you? And that makes me wonder. That makes me wonder. Oh, sure.
I've never even then in a Hooters. But
well,
you know,
how do you know? How do you know?
Advertisements, and I don't have any problem with their advertisements.
I've seen their advertisements, and the women have shorts are pulled up the crack of their butt. Crack of the butt.
You're a 500-pound woman with boots.
Crack, butt. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'd be happy to send a picture. I'll send you a picture. You know what I'll do? I'll send a picture to your husband. Let's be nude. Ask your husband if he wants it. Oh, my God. I really want to slap your face. Ask your husband.
Okay, okay.
Ask your husband if he wants to see me nude. Because I'd be happy to send a picture.
All right, let's not be. Let's not be.
Here in Temecula called Texas Lucy's. Maybe you can drive down to Temecula.
Now, is that where you started? Where you started?
Walk around in G-strings with chaps. And maybe you should
I don't think there's a restaurant in Temecula with waitresses that weigh less than 300 pounds. It's impossible. Impossible.
None of those girls are heavy set.
Temecula, it's impossible to have a steakhouse in Temecula and not have a fat slob.
Oh, God, Ms. Dooley, that's an insult. That's an insult.
Not have a fat slob slap that steak. I am so. If you were in front of me, I'd slap all that excess lipstick off of you.
Your husband are nothing but self-image people.
I bathe.
If you don't have anything else better to do with your lives, are you hurting financially?
You say self-image. Yes, I take a bath. Yes, I use underarm deodorant. Yes, I use feminine hygiene spray. Don't you? Don't you?
What does that have to do with you?
Well, you said I was spending too much time on hygiene.
No, she didn't. She didn't.
Well, that's what her mother's thinking.
All right.
No, your mother. Take your mother. No, her mother is fine.
Her mother is fine. Thank you very much for your call, Cindy. I appreciate it. Ms. Dooley, I appreciate it very much.
I think her mother...
And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Michael Crozier coming up with the news.
Saturday, December 18th.
They've got Jingle Bells, Silent Night, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We've got...
Good job, Randy.
Behold...
Great job, man.
...my glory. So who's the real Christmas station now, huh? Southern California's KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks.
Ask all you want, tell all you want. I'm Michael Crozier. The Senate has passed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan says that the bill had failed, the repeal would have gone to the court.
The only method of repeal that places the timing of repeal and the control of implementation in the hands of our military leaders is the enactment of this bill.
Randy, great job, man. I don't know if you heard me, but it was a great job.
The Senate has failed to pass the DREAM Act, which would have given citizenship to young people brought to the U.S. illegally as kids. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says the bill should never have been brought to the floor.
You're not doing it to advance the issue. You're doing it to advance your situation politically. It is not appreciated. You're making it harder. You care more about politics in the last 2 weeks than you care about governing the country.
The DREAM Act would have allowed those citizens to then get money for an education and join the military. Both of those votes took place during a special session today in the Senate. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems, East L.A.
On the 5 South before Indiana Street, there is a two-car crash blocking the two left lanes. Traffic slows at Dyckman Avenue. In Elysian Park on the 110 North at the 5, there is a multi-car crash blocking the right lane. Emergency crews are on the scene. Traffic slows at San Fernando. In Van Nuys on the 405 North before Burbank Boulevard, we have a car that's spun out and is facing the wrong way in the carpool lane. Traffic slows at the 101. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Irwindale on the 605 North before Live Oak Avenue, there's a two-car crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at the 10. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Weather's been bad today. It's going to be bad for the next few days. All rain. We're getting reports of about 2,000 Department of Water and Power customers in the Cheviot Hills area with electricity tonight because of wind and related outage. Crews are working way around the area, and they're hoping, but they're saying that it's going to be unknown when all customers will get their power back. The LA City Council has passed the Project Labor Agreement.
What it does basically is create an opportunity for us to ensure that 30% of the jobs generated by public public work-sponsored projects are directed towards local residents.
Councilwoman Jan Perry said yesterday about 10% of people employed under the agreement will be legally defined as disadvantaged. Perry says $2.1 billion and 98 large city projects have been approved for the next 5 years.
I consider this to be our own stimulus package.
Perry says the PLA will allow the city to complete projects quickly and efficiently. An Italian court says it will allow an independent review of DNA evidence in the appeals trial of American student Amanda Knox. Defense attorneys are trying to overturn Knox's 26-year prison sentence for the 2007 murder of her British roommate, Meredith Kircher.
Oh, I'm sure she's relieved. We're all relieved. It looks like they have an open mind to really look at this case again and fix the mistake, hopefully.
Knox's mother, Etta Mellis, says the lower court trial had rejected a similar request for an outside check on the victim's bra and a knife the prosecution alleged was used in the fatal stabbing. South Korean troops are waiting for better weather, but they're still planning on artillery drills on a border island attacked by North Korea last month. North Korea had warned yesterday that it would strike even harder than before if the South went ahead with the drills. Four people were killed last month in the North's attack on the island near the sea border. The U.S. says South Korea has the right to conduct the military drills. Russia's foreign ministry is asking the South to cancel those drills to prevent a further escalation of the tensions. And LAX officials say about 3 million travelers will be flying out of the airport this holiday. U.S. Customs and Border Enforcement agent Jamie Ruiz says passengers who want to save time going through customs need to keep exotic souvenirs and unprescribed medicine out of the country and...
Declare. You bring in more than $10,000 cash, declare them. We're not going to notify the IRS. It's just for... It's one of the ways that we prevent, money laundering.
They're not going to tell the IRS. Don't worry. Ruiz says travelers waste the most time at security by forgetting to pull out all the metal out of their pockets. Neither rain, sleet, snow, or lack of clothes. That story, the forecast, and much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
Erwin, why aren't you wearing any pants to Sit and Sleep's Christmas party?
Because if you're going to sell mattresses for up to half off during our year-end clearance sale, I'm only going to wear half my clothes, Larry.
But Erwin, Sit and Sleep's year-end clearance sale is when we slash prices on every mattress in stock. Up to half off Simmons, Sealy, Serta, Verilux, Sleep to Live, or Heirloom.
Up to half off? Larry, that's obscene!
No, Erwin, your boxer shorts just 3 inches from the eggnog ball. Now that's obscene. Plus, with your good credit, pay no interest for one full year with your minimum monthly payment and get free local delivery.
No interest for 1 year and free local delivery? Hand me the eggnog bowl, Larry.
But Erwin, you're eggnog intolerant.
Right.
You'll explode.
I'd rather die from eggnog than you, because you're killing me, Larry.
Save up to 50% off during Sit and Sleep's year-end clearance sale. Sit and Sleep will beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Now open in Santa Monica, 2828 Wilshire.
A 52-year-old postal worker in Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, says a woman on his route, she seemed stressed out, and he wanted to make her laugh. So, according to police reports, he showed up with her mail on December 4th wearing only a smile. She didn't particularly smile back. The postal worker was arrested a few days later, charged with lewd and lascivious behavior. The guy told the local paper it was kind of a stupid thing to do. Southland weather from KFI, 90% chance of rain tonight, 100% chance tomorrow, rain all the way through late Wednesday, with the worst of it coming possibly late Tuesday into Wednesday. After that, hopefully it'll be partly cloudy right around Christmas. Right now in Fullerton, 57, Ladera Ranch, 56, Gardena, 57, Diamond Bar, 53 degrees. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We thank the Dooleys, Bobby and Steve Dooley, for their participation. And certainly those of you who were part of the show tonight, but not all of the show, you can go check it out on a podcast at KFI AM 640. I think our videocast, well, we're still rolling on our videocast, but we don't throw our KFI videocast in the archive. So you do have the audio podcast at KFI AM 640, the Dooleys on, talking about Hooters and what a terrible den of iniquity it is. And this is based, of course, on the action there by now. So we'll find out what happens there, because we've got some. It's every week now, isn't it? I got Bud Dickman here with me. Bud, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, and I also got you and I have a weather and everything.
You got the weather stuff. I want that. And Robert, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right. So some of the stuff that's happening, you know, here it is, California. It's raining, so that's got to be the headline news. As soon as it starts to rain, It's a headline story. It's like that in other cities. If it snows, it's a big deal. If it rains, it's a big deal. If there's wind, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Here in California, the traffic gets snarled. And I used to get really impatient. I don't get impatient anymore.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know how to drive in the rain.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't even get upset about it anymore, man. I don't get upset about it. What are you going to do?
Yeah, they got to learn how to drive and everything like people do.
They're going to either they're going to drive good or they ain't going to drive good, man. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do about it. They used to say, when I was a kid, this is what they used to say. Drive defensively.
It meant that you just drive looking out for some other creep that's going to come running into you, man.
You know.
What is that supposed to mean?
You don't understand what drive defensively means. It means that when you're driving, you should keep an eye on the other cars, you know.
Yeah, I've got to slide into a hit or something like that.
What's the likelihood of that? Going to happen?
Yeah, if the rain comes down. No, that's just Forget about the rain.
It's going to rain, okay?
What you got to worry about, man, when you're out in the rain is some jackass running into you. That's what they mean about drive defensively. You understand? See, it's like the other day. Not the other day. What am I saying the other day? It seems like the other day. I was driving to work one day, about 5 years ago. I'll never forget this, though, because I'm driving down the freeway, and it's coming down, it's insane. It's just pouring down. What are you doing, Robert?
I got the guy, Timothy Leary.
So you want to watch Timothy Leary talking about acid? What the hell is here with that?
I don't know.
Timothy Leary. I'll tell you, it was raining that hard that day that I felt like maybe I was Timothy Leary after taking about six hits. Because it was just
wow.
I mean, my vision was messed up. All of this rain coming down.
And like the world's melting.
Yeah, like the world was melting. Anyway, to make a long story short, there's a woman and her lights are off. It's amazing how headlights are so needed in a very dark and cloudy condition. Especially when your visibility is affected by rain. And I honked at her and waved to her because in the mist and in the rain and in that sort of general gray that you get on a very dark day with a lot of rain, it was hard to make out her car in the middle of all the other cars. And so I honked and honked. It became a preoccupation for me to get this woman's attention. Say your headlights. And then I realized that I saw her real good. So what did I care whether she had her headlights on or not?
I don't know.
I'm telling you that as I was sitting there, I go, hey, your headlights, and I realize, what the hell, I already know she's there.
Get the other people.
I don't know that the other people even gave a crap. Maybe they saw her better than I did. I'm spending 15 minutes of my life going, hey, rain. All right, here's some other slings. Here's some other slings that are going on. Southland residents are dealing with heavy showers and possible flooding. Southern California will see 1 to 3 inches, if you'll pardon the expression, along the coast and valleys with 4 to 7 inches. Possible in the mountains and foothills.
You're talking about the size of a guy. Shut up.
With 4 to 7 inches possible in the mountains and
all right. I'm gonna hit him, man.
I'm trying to get through a story. The heaviest rainfall. What is he gonna start crying now?
He's starting to cry. I don't care.
Robert, take him outside. You can't say that, bud. When I'm reading the story, four to seven inches near Robert's pants. You can't do that when I'm doing a story.
Yell.
Oh, what a baby.
Come on, man. I'll get you a drink.
The National Weather Service has issued a flood. I didn't know what NWS stood for. I thought it meant Northwesterly Slime. Anyway, the National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for recent burn areas. What the hell is that? Don't give him a Red Bull, man. Give him a coffee, not a Red Bull. Those Red Bulls are mine.
And that vodka is mine.
And the Red Bull in the bottle, well, you get the idea. Anyway, officials have posted mud flow warnings for burn areas in the San Gabriel Mountains, and in Malibu, residents who live in flood-prone roads in La Cañada, Flint Ridge, have been warned to just move your cars off the road. For those of you who live in the mountains, you know that there's going to be some sort of, you know, slimy road or something, okay? County roads in the station fire burn areas will be closed beginning at 2 a.m. Boom, 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 baby, baby. All right, residents will not be allowed to use the roads until they're reopened and until you just give us a good reason that you want to use the road.
How does that feel? How does that feel?
The National Weather Service and a low-pressure system off of Oregon.
Oregon.
Has created a band moisture. Whatever the hell, okay?
Whatever the hell, okay?
I don't care where it's coming from.
I don't either, man.
I don't either.
Always telling me where the...
This is coming down from Alaska, you see?
And what they did, well, I mean, every year it's coming down from Alaska. So there you have it. So there you have it. That's the weather, and you guys do just fine. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our website is philhenryshow.com. We certainly do hope that you will join us over there and take advantage of our video casts and our archives and all of the other marvelous stuff that we have going on. We've got some other news that we're going to talk to you about here tonight during our news hour. And the big one, other than what we talked about with Hooters, was the shooting of this man in Long Beach by the Long Beach police. The guy had a water nozzle.
They thought it was a gun, and then they seen that it's a water nozzle, so that's probably worked it out.
No, they ain't working nothing out.
Why?
Why? Because they shot a guy holding a water nozzle. That's why.
That's why.
They don't shoot the guy and go over and say, oh, it's a water nozzle. Okay, well, they don't do that, see?
Yeah, but they didn't know.
Well, they're supposed to. Long Beach police had ample time to identify. However, this story here, and I'm just going to say this, while I recognize, and this will probably slop over into the next quarter hour here because we only got about a minute and a half left in our break here, a two-hour break. But I will say that while I recognize there is much to be discussed and there is much to certainly be investigated as to the actions of the Long Beach police, I ain't necessarily taking no lawyer's word for it, if you don't mind me saying, who represents the family. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, talk about bias.
I got a whole article here about the lawyer that got hired by the family, and he did this, that, this, that, this, that. Well, you'll excuse me, but I'd like to hear from the other side too. And you and your investigation, and it only took 5 minutes for this, and by your count, tell you what, pal. You know, you do better, man. Seriously, you do better. If you sought justice as opposed to the inflammatory things. Here's a guy that said that the Long Beach police ambushed this guy, and then he went on to say that they took target practice. So, in other words, what he's saying, in order to get the emotions inflamed, is that this was the murder, cold-blooded murder,
Well, just say it then.
So this guy, wants to really get everybody so upset and so crazy that no one's thinking clear. It was murder, and it was target practice, and they teed off on this guy, and it was an ambush, and everything out. So, you know, I'll get into this story when we come back, but you'll thank, me, and I'll thank you. Just to, you know, when we run into each other, let's just pretend we never met.
That's from that movie, Starlog 17.
Yes. Yes, I thought I'd pull it out, if you'll pardon the expression. All right, our number, 1-800-521-KFI. You are listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our news hour, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and we will be back in a moment here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio now. Well, actually, later, news with Michael Crozier. Right now, commercial.
Lights, check. Stockings, check. Sugar plums, check. Eggnog, check. Christmas tree, check. Feels to me like something's missing. What could it be?
The Jesus Christ Show. Tomorrow morning at 6. Online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
Hi, this is Joseph, the founder of Hollywood Suit Outlet. I've been in the suit business for a quarter of a century. I supply retailers all over the U.S. I manufacture the fabric all the way to the last inch of the suit. Our prices are so low, customers often ask us how do we make a profit. The key is volume. The Hollywood Suit Outlet is one of the largest suit sellers in the country. That's why I can offer you three wool suits for just $299, including three shirts, three ties, belts, socks, and handkerchiefs at no extra charge. That's 18 items for just $299. Or get three top designer suits for the price of one elsewhere from Armani, Boss, Zegna, Canali, Ralph Lauren, Calvin Klein, and so many others.
The Hollywood Suit Outlet is almost a full city block of suits, so be careful of all the small surrounding stores that are trying to imitate us. Call 800-SUITS-99. That's 800-SUITS-99, 800-784-8799, or shop online at HollywoodSuitOutlet.com.
Give us one visit, and we'll earn your business for life.
I'm
Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, the weather's cruddy here and on the other side of the world, and B of A is cutting ties with WikiLeaks. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports.
Traffic tease.
This winter, make sure your car starts every time with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
No one wants a car that won't start because of a bad battery, especially in the cold. So if your battery is 4 years old or older, get it tested today. If you need a new one, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast or Duralast Gold battery, proven tough in the most extreme conditions. This winter, make sure every trip has a good start. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Log on to the SoCalGas Facebook page for your chance to win energy-saving appliances this holiday season. The Gas Company, a Sempra Energy utility. Glad to be of service.
Step back in time to a one-of-a-kind experience. Back to Bethlehem recreates the sights and sounds of the first Christmas. Travel back to Bethlehem at the Church of Rocky Peak in Chatsworth, December 18th through the 22nd. Go to gobacktobethlehem.com for more information. Attention KFI listeners. For a limited time, mention KFI and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or because half the cars serviced by AMCO don't need a rebuild transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Huge discounts from AMCO. And if that check engine light is on, nobody fixes it better than the guys at AMCO. AA, MCO, AMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO today.
Discount off estimated price. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
The craving for chocolate is about to become a craving for chocolate diamonds.
That's Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, presents Levion Chocolate Diamonds and Chocolate South Sea Pearls. Levion is the only company on earth to make jewelry with chocolate diamonds. And Jared has Levion designs you'll only find at Jared. Indulge your craving with Levion Chocolate Diamonds.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
There's complete.
Happy birthday, honey.
And then there's most complete.
Surprise!
Like what you get from Centrum Silver Ultra Women's, the most complete multivitamin for women over 50. It has vitamin D, which emerging science suggests supports breast health, and calcium for bone health. Centrum Silver Ultra Women's. Most complete based on number of nutrients among leading women's 50-plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family.
Hey, man, this Zerby, this Douglas Zerby, this looks like a mugshot. Does he have a police record, do you know? Or maybe that's not something you can find, but I just was curious.
Are you paying the bank 5% or higher on your first or second mortgage? I'm Brett Bonecutter with American Capital Mortgage, and we're here to cut your interest payment down to the bone.
Mister, you just
Seriously,
shot an unarmed man.
We can take your first and second
loan
and
consolidate
them into one fixed payment, and we're still getting rates down into the fours. If you're totally upside down on your home, we probably can't help you. But if you've got any equity at all, chances are we can get you qualified. At American Capital, we're not about wasting time. We've got direct access to the money you need, and our 300-person operation has the manpower to take your call and lock a rate in the fours right now. Rates have been rising, so don't wait. Call American Capital right now at 800-244-6060, 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. Again, 800-244-6060.
Ever wonder why your business is called small?
Yeah, I've got big ideas, big dreams, big potential.
That's why Charter Business wants to help you achieve your biggest goals. You can get blazing fast internet, reliable business phone with nationwide long distance, and crystal clear TV. Call 877-BIZ Bundle now to save 20% or more off standard rates on internet and phone and get TV for free for 12 months.
That's a big deal for my bottom line.
Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE today. Services not available in all areas. Subject to change. Restrictions apply. All for details. Expires 1/31/11.
We've been naughty, but in a nice way. What list are we on?
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Yeah. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. It's the Phil Henry Show. And I have our news hour going here with Bud and Robert. Now, here, I want to be very delicate with this because I know that, people get upset, you know.
Well, I mean, it's like a cop shot a man, and a guy that had no reason.
I don't know. Yes, you're okay by all appearances. I want to say something, if you don't mind. You know, I've been reading an awful lot in the news about cops shooting people, and it's a every single solitary time it comes down to, oh wow, we're not really sure what happened. The cop is always the guy that is automatically on the hot seat. He must have been doing something wrong. He must have shot this guy with no reason. He did it. Never once do you ever hear anybody say, well. You know, it's a tough gig, and sometimes in a situation like that, I understand, it's a tough gig. You can't handle the gig. Go get somebody else to do the job. This wasn't like this that Masurl like thing up in the Bay Area.
Don't even talk about that. That was wrong.
I agree with you. I'm not talking about that. But this is different. Now, here's why I'm just going to say this. I'm not saying that what the cops did was right. I'm not saying that this man wasn't shot for no reason whatsoever. I ain't saying that at all. But I am going to tell you that I look at this guy and the family, and I'm sorry, but I'm a student of human behavior. All of a sudden, everybody in the family is lining up. And is very public and very vocal. You understand. There are many ways to react to the death of a loved one. Many times you go into a state of isolation. You don't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to see anybody. You don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere. Sometimes your statements and your comments are delivered by a family spokesman. Sometimes your statements and your comments are delivered by yourself, and they're very even and calm, and perhaps the individual is trying to put this together as logically as he can. And then we have the entire family here of this man, Mr. Zerbe, and every last one of them has made the decision that not only was this man killed with no reason, but this was murder! That's the part that bothers me.
Look at that, man. All the guy had was a nozzle.
I understand he had a nozzle. Did you see what this nozzle looks like?
Don't you think a cop ought to know what a nozzle is?
What do you mean, don't I think a cop ought to know what a nozzle is?
What do you mean a nozzle? He didn't try to shoot him.
I thought you were telling me he didn't try to shoot him.
He might have tried to shoot him with a nozzle.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, he was drunk. He might have thought he could.
Oh, will you get a grip? Okay, first of all, let's assume that the guy was messing around or playing around, or being really dumb, because I don't know, it doesn't sound too bright to me, man. You know, I got this thing, I think I'll point at a cop. I ain't talking about whether the cops should have shot him or not. I'm just talking about this man's state of mind. He was drunk. Now, when you're drunk... You are still responsible for your actions because we have drunk driving laws, for instance. You're not allowed to drive drunk. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. And I think there might be a law where you're not allowed to threaten a police officer in a manner that is intended to lead the cop to think that he's under attack. However, that point is moot because this man was killed. One of the areas where the cops screwed up, according to witnesses, according to the family, according to a lot of people, they did not announce themselves. They didn't say, hey, you, pal, put down your nozzle, take your hand off your nozzle. Get up, put your hands in the air, you're under arrest. There wasn't apparently any verbal communication between this man Zerbe and these cops. They just went ahead and they saw this guy trying to stand up with this thing. And they shot. So that's bad. That's bad. No question about it.
No,
that's not what everybody's talking about. This lawyer, this Claypool. There's a difference, man, between somebody killing someone, someone ambushing somebody, somebody taking target practice, and someone killing a man because they were derelict or they were otherwise, they were not performing the job to the standard they're supposed to perform the job to. That's in and of itself is serious.
I don't know what the difference is, man. If a guy's standing up and he got a garden hose?
No, he didn't have a garden hose. He had the nozzle. The nozzle looked like a gun.
I don't know what you mean.
What were you just talking to me about?
Well, he had a nozzle.
Well, then what are you talking about a garden hose for?
I thought he had the hose, too.
Are you crazy, man? So maybe if he would have had the hose, the cops wouldn't have shot him. Because they would have said, oh, the cat's cold. He's holding a garden hose.
Gallagher was a nozzle.
I know he had a nozzle. What I'm saying is this. So the guy's standing there. And the cop should have said, we're police. No. Now the guy turned. Got a nozzle. Waste him. All right. Why don't you think that ambush?
It doesn't make any sense. If you're saying, like, people called in and they said there's a man with a gun, that's my understanding. Man with a gun. Now the cops, I don't know what cops are thinking when they roll to a scene where it says man with a gun. I imagine, you know, this is scary. There's a guy with a gun someplace. I don't know where they had a rookie there with them. I don't know what the state of the training of these officers, how many years, whatever. Now they get out of the car. Now they're walking around there. Now they screw up, you know, or whatever. But definitely, if it was just left up to me, the layman, I would say, well, you guys should have said something to this guy. Gets up where he sits there. He turns on them with this nozzle. The police, reacting to what they think is a gun, they fire. Now, we always get this stuff about how, oh, and there was 20 bullets. You talk to any cop, he'll tell you, I want to make sure the guy is dead because I don't want him to shoot me. And there have been cases where people hit with a great many bullets were still able to fire back. So that's not the case. That really isn't germane. But the lawyer here, this guy Claypool, is saying, target practice. He's saying ambush. And there was one other thing that he said that I thought was unacceptable. And all of this to impact a jury right off the bat. Murder. One other thing.
He's counting all these bullets and everything.
Yeah, he's doing all of his Perry Mason work, man. He's counting bullet holes, this and that. The father was there. He said he saw 21 holes. We got all of these amateurs, and we got the defense attorney talking about something. And you ain't going to know diddly squat, Jack, until this freaking trial takes place, and you get some actual forensic evidence up there, and these cops are talking about it, and the forensic people are talking about it, and the coroner is talking about it, and people know what they're talking about. So that's the only thing about this that bothers me. I understand that these cops might be in trouble and that they might have acted in a manner that is not prescribed by law and by their training and by their standards. But what pisses me off are these guys coming on, hey, man, ambush, you know.
Well, you'll find out, man. The guy got a nozzle or something. You know,
if a guy's got a nozzle, are you going to ambush him?
What do you mean?
If you got a nozzle, if you got what do I mean?
You're talking about if he had like a hose.
Yeah. Am I gonna sneak up on that guy, man? Look out, man. He's got a water wiggle.
You're being stupid.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. I'm being stupid. All right, we'll take a break here. Our number. 1-800-520-1KFI, if we were taking calls. Anyway, maybe not. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And now, the news with Michael Crozier.
Thank you, sir. A healthy late fall storm is going to linger into a early winter storm in the Southland. Fox 11 weather forecaster Mark Thompson says local burn areas could get scary.
It's going to be an interesting exercise in what these areas can tolerate. I mean, it's the first real soaker that we're having of the season.
Thompson says snow levels will be high around the 8,000-foot level. He says it'll stay rainy through the middle of next week. With a storm expected to move in Wednesday, that could be even worse than the one that's bringing rain this weekend. Blizzards and freezing temperatures are causing problems for people across Europe. Automobile Association President Edmund King says people even thinking about going out there should think twice before leaving their homes in these conditions.
Really listen to the travel news. Check out the weather forecast before you travel and try and travel at those periods where there's unlikely to be snow or indeed severe ice.
Officials have shut down Gatwick and Heathrow airports. Airports in Germany, France, Spain, the Netherlands, and Denmark have also experienced cancellations and delays from the big winter storm there. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in West Covina.
On the 10 West before Vincent, there's a two-car crash blocking the three left lanes. Traffic slows at Citrus. In East L.A. on the 5 South before Indiana Street, there's a two-car crash blocking the two left lanes. Traffic slows at Dyteman Avenue. In Elysian Park on the 110 North at the 5, there's a multi-car crash blocking the right lane. Emergency crews are still on the scene. Traffic slows at San Fernando. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Signy Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Irwindale on the 605 North before Live Oak Avenue, there's a two-car crash that's just getting cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic slows at the 10. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The Senate has voted 65 to 31 to repeal the 17-year-old military's policy on don't ask, don't tell. Democratic Senator Harry Reid says the message from today's special session is clear.
Today's vote said if you want to discriminate, it has no place in America. It has no place in armed forces. It said that we don't care who you love as long as you love your country.
Another vote by the Senate today brought down the DREAM Act, which would have allowed children brought to the U.S. by their parents illegally to legally stay in the country as long as they go to college or serve in the military. The vote was 55 to 41. More trouble for WikiLeaks. Fox's Miley Lyon says another bank is cutting them off.
Bank of America is joining a growing list of financial institutions, a MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, that have said they're refusing to put forward any further transactions with WikiLeaks. Meanwhile, the site's founder, Julian Assange, says they are planning to release a deluge of documents regarding banks. Possibly some of those documents could actually refer to Bank of America. WikiLeaks released a statement today calling on businesses and all people who love freedom to close out their Bank of America accounts.
WikiLeaks has been taking a lot of heat for leaking thousands of documents, including top secret files on the Iraq and Afghanistan wars that some say put our troops at risk. The forecast and un poquito más of the world famous Phil Hendry up next.
Did I raise him or did he raise me? Certainly, I wasn't ever the same. After he first turned his innocent eyes to me as if to say, "Who are you?" That same look would have a habit of settling on me over the years, and I'd forgive him anything. Well, almost anything, as we wandered through our early times together. As he grew, I kind of grew too. I learned again the joy of innocence and gained a new sense of responsibility along the way. And now, at last, I have something that I can give him to thank him for helping to grow me up. You never own a Patek Philippe. You merely take care of it for the next generation. See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, South Coast Plaza.
Rain pretty much now through Wednesday, maybe partly cloudy Thursday on till Christmas. It's 57 degrees in Burbank. For breaking news sent right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
There's still time to ship your holiday packages to family, to clients, to the Scrooge in your life. The packing professionals at AIM Mail Centers are waiting for you. There's 36 Southland AIM locations, your choice of FedEx, UPS, and U.S. Postal Services. AIMMailCenters.com or 800-989-SHIP.
If you're looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, look to the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay for your Northern California coastal vacation. Situated only 23 miles southwest of the San Francisco airport, but feels worlds away from LA. Named by Condé Nast Traveler as one of the world's best places to stay, this renowned luxury hotel in the San Francisco Bay Area captures the relaxed elegance of the Northern California coast at every turn. The Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay offers two world-class golf courses, a 16,000-square-foot spa, and the Signature Drive. With its five distinct regions, the coastal region with stunning beaches, horseback riding, and oceanfront dining, historic Main Street with dining, art, and shopping, the Pumpkin region for fruit stands, wine tasting, farms, and glass blowing. In the Redwood region, you can hike, bike, or horseback ride among the redwoods. And the Santa Cruz Mountain region with 70 wineries ripe for tasting. To make your reservation, log on to ritzcarlton.com/HMB.
It's a giant computer liquidation sale this Saturday and Sunday at the LA Fairgrounds in Pomona. Because of the recession, dealers are desperate to liquidate flat panel TVs, netbooks, laptops, gaming computers, desktops, printers, and thousands of high-tech products at pennies on the dollar. It's like 100 computer stores having price wars to compete for your business. Exhibits, seminars, bargains, and networking this weekend at Fairplex in Pomona. Discounts on admission at lacomputerfair.com. That's lacomputerfair.com.
KFI. More Southern California than an 8-year-old with an iPhone.
KFI, AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry show here every Saturday night. We're here We're here.
And when we ain't here,
we're there.
When we ain't here, we're doing our national show, which is Monday through Friday on 1150 KTLK and about 100 radio stations across the country. We're also with our live video cast during our weekday and our KFI show right now. We still got some technical stuff that we're working out.
Well, there are a lot of people who want to say it's an echo.
We'll work it out. Don't worry about it.
We've
got our live video cast, and we also have our podcast. And at KFI AM 640, you can get this show on a podcast as well. So it's a beautiful thing. I was going to talk about something, and I completely spaced. I don't know what the hell it is I'm talking about.
You want to talk about anymore about getting shot and everything?
No, I don't want to talk about getting shot. I don't want to talk about getting shot. I know what I was looking at here. I was looking at these films they've got. I don't know what this is or why all of a sudden I'm having to look at this, but it's a. It was a documentary. On the Tate-LaBianca murders, and now they're showing everything. They're not even. You know how they used to like edit the pictures so you didn't have to see the graphic thing. Forget it. There it is.
Yeah, they get the dead bodies, everything. One of them, they even.
Just shut up, man. I just looked at it. I don't need you to tell me.
Yeah, but the people want to know.
The people don't need to know.
If they want to know, they can go look it up.
I mean, last week it was the faces of meth. This week I got to look at that. No, thank you. And then if it ain't that, then I'm flipping over to some other thing, man. You know, I got to get off of Investigation Discovery. Although, I really dig those crime shows. Speaking of crime shows, where is this? Here it is. A former Huntington Park police chief wanted for lewd conduct, maybe overseas. He's a retired Huntington Park police chief. He's wanted for leaving sexually explicit photos in Anaheim parks and exposing himself to a woman. He may be overseas teaching policing.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
This cat.
You know, it's a great thing about being an American.
Well, I was born and raised in the States, and I went to the police academy there,
And, well, we'd love to have you here in the Bangkok Police Academy. Turned out, well, I did leave a few pictures laying around
merry-go-round.
Well, what were they?
Me without any pants on.
I don't know. I guess we'll just have to take a chance. He's a cop, you know. You're an American cop, the best cop there is.
But you're leaving pictures of yourself without pants on.
That's right.
I guess we'll go ahead and hire you.
Thank you very much.
We don't have anybody.
We don't have anybody that good.
They're not going to be engaged in sexual asphyxiation.
What did you just say?
What that one guy died from.
You mean that thing where they choke themselves? Get out of here with that. Anyway, former colleagues and friends say they were shocked to learn the law enforcement veteran is the main Anaheim detective believe is the man. Excuse me, Anaheim detectives believe is responsible for dropping lewd pictures along Anaheim's running trails. Well, there's a real different way of doing things, huh?
What I want to do?
Along the running trails, he just dropped pictures of himself. He thought women, I'm assuming, would pick up and scream, and he would get his kicks looking at that.
I don't either.
You're looking at the wrong guy. But some of these cats,
they like to see the reaction. That's part of the psychopathy, if you will. I think that these guys have a little bit of that.
Now, a lot of people say, it certainly isn't murder. You're absolutely right. But it still is.
It's like against the law.
Well, yeah, he's not killing nobody.
It doesn't make any difference, man. You can't take pictures of your genitals and drop them on a trail someplace.
Yeah, but who's it hurt?
All right, what if a kid found it?
Well, you didn't say about
I don't care, man. The fact is, the guy's taking pictures of his genitals, dropping them on a running trail. A woman could find it. A kid could find it. Anaheim detectives say they're continuing to work on arresting the former chief, but are not sure where he is. As soon as they find him, they'll arrest him.
But anyway, they charged this guy's 30. They charged a 30-year-old law enforcement veteran with a decent exposure. Detectives tied Wadley to the crimes after his fingerprint was found on one of the photos.
On one of the photos of men's genitals.
Anaheim detectives say they continue to work on arresting the former chief. Two law enforcement sources said the former chief has been working on a contract basis overseas teaching policing, which is common among senior retired police officers looking to earn extra cash.
Senior?
The guy's 30.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant 30 years.
No, the guy's 30. What the hell is senior about that guy? Well, I guess over there it is. So he's split. He realizes he's no good here in the States. He realizes that the police are looking for him. That he was dropping pictures of his genitals along a running track. And he decided, well, I guess it's better for me to get out of Dodge now. So he's over and he's working for cops somewhere overseas. Now, this particular police officer they were talking to, who is this Huntington Park police chief, Randy Narome, the news of the arrest warrant was surprising. This is his former boss. He said, like everyone I've talked to who worked at Huntington Park, I'm very surprised, said Narome, or Narimore, who led that department from 1995 to 2005. It just doesn't fit the person that we knew. He described Wadley as soft-spoken and hardworking, said he has a wife and a daughter. I think we know enough now.
Every time they say a guy's soft-spoken, hardworking, and never did nothing now, I think he's got a head hidden or something.
That makes sense. I'd rather they said a guy was loud and he kicked cats and he beat up an old lady. But they say a man was calm and cool. That man ain't got a head. He got a head.
What do you mean he's got a head?
He's got a head in a cabinet.
You mean he's like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
You know, you got a way of putting things, right? What the hell are you talking about? You got a head? He's got a head.
You mean he's got a head in the cabinet?
Yeah. All right, so he's got a head. So the guy is a psycho, is what you're saying. I agree with you, man. I'm not disagreeing. We've had enough of these kinds of descriptions about soft-spoken people. That no longer is a recommendation, as far as I'm concerned.
He's really soft-spoken, and I love it. You know what I'd say? He probably has a torso.
He does, man. What are you laughing about?
That doesn't necessarily mean the guy's a killer. One of the things that we have to do in this world, and we do an awful lot of the opposite. It's very difficult to size people up, and everything in this world that we are engaged in these days. We want the quick fix. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, if we get our burger in three seconds and we get a cup of coffee in four seconds. Well, we want to be able to figure out a human being in three seconds. We want to know who caused the crime in six seconds. We want to know who killed Ronnie Jason in four minutes. We want everything like this. And if we can't do that, guess what happens? Here come the jackasses, because these jackballs, they can't wait, and they're going to throw in all the misinformation, and we have just enough dumb people who will say, aha! There's some information. I've been waiting for some information because they haven't solved the crime. Here's why. So you can't just say because a guy is soft-spoken and a guy's got a wife and a daughter that he's some kind of a dude that takes pictures of his own genitals and drops them on running trails.
Yeah, but you would figure a big guy like that.
No, I wouldn't at all. I do know that serial killers, some of them have been described as soft-spoken guys. Some of them have been described as very nice guys. Gary Ridgway. That slob. What's the guy back there?
The guy in Wichita.
Dennis Rader.
He was in a church. And people like this. But it could be completely the opposite. They're called disorganized killers. And those guys, they ain't got it together at all. A disorganized guy is a guy, he's the opposite of Dennis Rader, who kept everything really, like Dennis Rader had a filing cabinet full of stuff and hid it from everybody. That guy in Cleveland, that soul, bodies all over, man, that guy was living in a house where he had like a corpse every five feet. I mean, he was jacked up. There's no word to describe a guy like that. That's what they call a disorganized killer.
But what if he kept them neat? You know what I mean?
Kept what neat?
The bodies.
What do you mean if he kept the bodies neat?
Well, you said they're disorganized. What if he filed them? We're not filed them.
What do you mean filed them, bud? When I'm talking about a disorganized killer, he's got a dead body laying in a house. That's disorganized.
Don't you read good?
I read good.
If the guy's disorganized, he's going to be staying in a house with dead bodies everywhere. This nut is the cops are going to get him. If he's not disorganized, he's Dennis Rader. He's got a wife, he's got a daughter, and he's got 30 years between him and the last time he killed somebody and the cops, and they don't know anything. All right, take a break here. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Our world is full of secrets. Very little makes sense anymore. I'm George Norrie, and I take it upon myself to help all of us unravel the confusing information that bombards us every day. Join me tonight on Coast to Coast AM as we find out more about our crazy world.
Listen to Coast tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
How to know what you're getting for the holidays. Should you find your name on a small bag filled with tissue paper, you're likely awaiting some aromatic bath crystals.
KFI return
How exotic.
KFI rather.
If you're handed a white box wrapped with ribbon alone, great news.
Sense why it would
your new department store sweater has arrived.
KFI
and if you spot
you
a big red bow in your driveway,
Victor?
It can only mean one thing. What we can't predict
you're feeding me a mixed minus, right?
You'll be driving. It's the Lexus December to Remember sales event.
Okay.
And for a limited time,
a mixed minus for your headphones, but it sounds like they might also be feeding a full mix on the other channel, and that is the one that is going to the encoder.
$34.99 due at signing. See your Southern California Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease program limitations and offer details. Not all customers will qualify. Excludes official fees, taxes, title, license, registration, and dealer charges. No security deposit required. Offer valid in the Lexus Western areas only and ends January 3rd, 2011.
Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom coming up at 10 o'clock. Senate was super busy on a special Saturday session, and a guy gets off on 284 charges, and he's ticked off about the one he didn't get off. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Problems in Monterey Park.
On the 60 East before Garfield, there's a two-car crash that has all lanes shut down. Traffic is slow from the 710 in Carson. On the 91 West before the 110, there's a crash blocking the carpool lane. Traffic slows at Main Street. In West Covina, on the 10 West before Vincent, there's a two-car crash blocking the three left lanes. Traffic slows at Citrus. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In East L.A., on the 5 South before Indiana Street, there's a two-car crash blocking the two left lanes. Traffic slows at Dightman. KFI traffic is brought to you by the gas company, David Penson.
Log on to the SoCalGas Facebook page for your chance to win energy-saving appliances this holiday season. The Gas Company, a Sempra Energy utility. Glad to be of service.
At Oban Surgery Centers, letting go means starting over.
This is the first time in my whole life that I have actually been declared healthy. I was technically obese and unhealthy from the time I was 11 years old to the time I was 22 years old. And now I can officially say at 25, I'm healthy and it feels good.
It's not just Lapband, it's O-Band. O-Band helps control your hunger so you can lose weight. Plus, O-Band is the only outpatient weight loss facility in California fully approved by the American College of Surgeons.
I went from a size 22 to a size 8 within a year and a half.
If our doctors agree you need O-Band today, your insurance should pay.
I was originally 240, now I'm 140.
If you're at least 50 pounds overweight, visit obandcenters.com or call 1-877-NEW-LIFE. That's 877-NEW-LIFE. It's not just lap band, it's O-Band. That's 877-NEW-LIFE. It's not just lap band, it's O-Band.
Hey guys, for years we've been telling you about the incredible deals and unbelievable selection that you'll find at the Hollywood Suit Outlet. But for a minute, let's talk about the level of service that's behind the full city block of suits. The entire staff of Hollywood Suit Outlet is dedicated to not only providing you with top quality merchandise, but to also offer you top quality professional service that will keep you coming back and add your name to the list of hundreds of thousands of loyal customers. What good is a beautiful suit suit if it's not right for you. Our associates know what's going to look great on you based on your body structure, among other things. We have experienced clothing consultants, not salespeople. So if you have questions, you'll get the honest answers at the Hollywood Suit Outlet. The Hollywood Suit Outlet is almost a full city block of suits, so be careful of all the small surrounding stores that are trying to imitate us. Call 800-SUITS-99. That's 800-SUITS-99. 800-784-8799 or shop online at HollywoodSuitOutlet.com. We fit everyone.
AutoZone. If you want to get the most miles out of your engine, then protect it with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Now at AutoZone, get five single quarts or a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $13.99. That's everything you need to do an oil change for $13.99. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your engine and save big. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Happy holidays. Welcome to REI. How can I help you?
I am looking for those natural motion multi-sport
men's Vibram Five Fingers KSO shoes.
Yes, and an ultra warm
the North Face Cat's Meow sleeping bag.
Exactly. And I don't know what to get for
an REI gift card.
Well, that was an easy holiday shopping season. We know what you need and have all the outdoor gifts they'll love. And with REI's 100% satisfaction guarantee and knowledgeable staff, you can be confident with each and every gift you buy. For more information, visit REI or REI.com. REI. Find out.
When something's hard to find, people say it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and I'm happy to report our car batteries aren't needles. With 10 times more locations than our closest competitor, Interstate Batteries are found and warranted pretty much everywhere. So it's like looking for hay in a haystack or a needle in a, whatever people keep needles in. Find the dealer near you at InterstateBatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
These are my credit cards.
This is my stack of bills.
This is my mortgage statement.
These are my auto loan documents.
They're all mine.
And as much as I'd like to get rid of them,
it would be worse to have someone take them from me.
Build a life for yourself, but you can kiss it goodbye if your identity gets stolen. Better get Identity Guard. It's the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
KFI, more Southern California than a Cinnabon and a Diet Coke.
KFI, AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world-famous Phil Henry Show on Saturday night, 7 to 10. Here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. This is our news hour. Phil Henry here along with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And the news hour can be a great many things. There are days when you can go through a sheaf of things, and there is no news. There was very, very big news earlier this morning. When I say earlier this morning, it was around noontime on the East Coast that Don't Ask, Don't Tell was overturned, and now, gay people can serve openly in the United States military. And you know that it's an amazing thing. It wasn't too long ago, and I remember, in my lifetime, because you guys are too young, I can remember people going tooth and nail like it was, you were going to have a civil war. No way is there, it's not going to happen. Oh, my God.
They didn't want to have no gays.
That's right. They didn't want to have any. Man, they wouldn't want gays anywhere. No way, man. And it wasn't too long ago that the argument was, I don't want no gays. Then it was, all right, I'll take the gays, but they can't, you know, that's what Don't Ask, Don't Tell was. Don't ask whether you're gay. Don't tell anybody whether you're gay. Just keep your mouth shut and everything's good. And this is a very big moment. Now, this may not mean anything to straight people. It may mean something really good to straight people who are sympathetic. It may mean that it's just a horrible thing to, you know, straight people that are not sympathetic. But the gay people, it's been a very big day. It's been a very big day. And it has been, all you have to do is be on Twitter and you can see people excited and happy. Think about that, man. What? People are happy they can enlist into the United States military. Wasn't too long ago. Cats were running over the border.
Yeah, all the gay people.
No, they weren't. I'm talking about guys like me. During the Vietnam era.
There were people running away to get out of military service.
Today we had people ecstatic over the fact that they can now serve openly in the United States military. And it wasn't, like I said, too long ago, it was a big deal. Now, here's the thing that they figured out, and you know they figured it out. And I've never heard more uninformed and stupid conversation around something in my life than around this gays in the military thing. Because it all came down to something. We mentioned this on the national show. It comes down to something real simple. Really easy.
That people gotta be used to it.
No, you don't even have to be used to it.
Well, your soldiers, your commanding officers, are going to take all these things into consideration before they make a decision.
The commander in chief will take the advice of the lower ranking officers. But once the decision has been made, you're going to do it.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether it's something you agree with or not.
Whether you have personal misgivings or not.
Piss, I don't care.
You're in the military.
This is what we're going to do now.
Either that, or you can get your ass out of the military, or you can spend some time in a brig, or whatever it is that they do.
But you're going to do this. And that's the end of that, and that's the end of the conversation, and that's the end of everything, and bang, it's done. And we finally, you know, I don't think this was ever an issue with the military.
You can't argue, you guys say you better go into that shower and enjoy it.
Who the hell said you got to do that, bud?
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I'm saying you're going to go into that shower and take a shower. Whether you're gay or straight or anything else, that's what you're going to do. And I even saw that today on Twitter. Some real dumbass.
You know, I'm really happy for Don't Ask, Don't Tell being overturned, but are you going to enjoy taking a shower with people?
So people are going to have their attitudes. And one of the greatest things about the United States military, and this is one of the reasons why we successfully integrated the military back after World War II, African-American soldiers, black soldiers, all kinds of soldiers, now members of the U.S. military. One of the reasons why we were able to do it so successfully is because it is the military. This is not civilian life. In other words, here's what you're going to do, and we're not going to vote on it. We're not going to ask your opinion. We're not going to take your temperature and stick a thermometer in your rear end and make sure that you feel good and give you your orange juice and your Donald Duck cup. We ain't doing none of that. This is what you're going to do, and you're going to smile and like it. Now, I like that kind of thing.
What, you like having a thermometer in your butt?
Get out of here. I don't know what you meant. Well, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And that's what it was going to come down to. And what the public opinion about this whole thing was, I don't know why we were even stressing. There was more stupidity about, well, if they do this, they do that, and they're going to have to do, you know, shower with each other, you know, and it's going to be, it's going to distract. Gay soldiers going to be distracted.
Stupid.
God Almighty, there hasn't been a dumber conversation held in this country than the one about gay people in the military. So finally, they worked that one out. That was big news today. Among gay people, and that says something. And then the other big news that bothers me is all of a sudden.